Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show. It was a nice weekend this weekend. A few things happened. Seen some people at the track down testing. People trying to get ready for a big 2013 year. I don't know of any races that actually took place in the Houston-Dallas area, but if someone know, we'll give them a chance to come on and talk about it. Or if there's some upcoming events, we'll give you a chance to talk about it. But first, let me start out by saying people here in Texas, get ready. We got a great, great big national show that's going to be going down. And we're going to move it around from state to state. World Grudge Nationals going to start off in Rockingham, North Carolina, July the 5th and 6th. And we got three Texas teams of a team of 25 that's already a part of it. That'd be the Jekyll and Hyde team with Matt Jones out of Dallas, the Roy James and Twin Performance team, along with Tree Man and Darryl out of Houston, Texas. And you got Peanut, Show Enough Racing, and Atomic Dog team. We all going together and being part of this 25-man team, bringing the biggest, baddest grudge show around the world. We're just starting off in Rockingham, North Carolina. That's going to be July 5th and 6th. For any other cars that want to go, we're going to have 10 to 12 last man standing events for every class you can imagine. I'm talking about from Pro Mars to Top Sports with the G-body to stock suspension to big block straight motors, small block straight motors, 29, 28 motorcycles, street bikes, you name it, is going down. And we're going to move that around from year to year to different states. So Texas, get ready. World Growers Naturals coming at you. And going to be moving around. You guys that might be interested, we plan on having bus, chartered buses headed that way, picking up people. So just stay tuned, listen in, check your website, talk to your friends. We got more news to come. So just to let you guys know what we have going on. That ought to be a great event. And as you already know, we got a lot of shows just getting ready to kick off right here in the Texas area. As you know, we got a show going on in Denton, March the 16th, followed by Summer's show, and she's on here, and I'll let her speak about it, but it's going to be going on in Dallas Raceway. I believe that date is the 23rd, and then we're going to follow up with the All Roads Lead to Texas. And we got some more heavy hitters coming to Texas that are going to show us how it's done. We got lock-ins all the way from Florida, Georgia. It's going to be going down. Got a guy out of Mississippi named Scooby. We're going to try to get him on. He called saying what's in Texas for him. He's got a Mustang, so people get ready. These guys are wanting to come to Texas and make action. And let's not forget my good friend in the Grudge Inc. family, old Boom on Wheels. He's got a great show coming up for all who can make it. Going to be March the 9th at No Problem Dragway in Louisiana. So let's try to support each other. And guys, come out here and support us. Let's try to give the same support back to them. We got some things that we want to talk about tonight. Before I bring the Summer on, I'm going to let her lead the discussion, and then we're going to go off into tonight's topic. And some about tonight's topic, I've been reading the boards and checking, getting some texts from people, talking to some people, and they say, man, it's time to go down. Stop all the pump faking. It's time to race. And, man, we talked about this race before. And it's who's scared of who. It's who's scared of who. But before I get too far on that, just to let y'all know, Summer's going to be talking about some staging lane issues that's been going around, and we had some at the end of the year, and we're going to try to clean that up the best we can at each and every event. But that's what she's going to come on and try to lay the groundwork and put out there some ideas. But back to this who's scared of who, there's a lot of people talking it. It's a new season. A lot of action should be going down. We got seen some new cars out there. But what they say, are people scared or they are far? And that far is, are they a fake-ass racer? What do you think? You're going to let the people make the call. A lot of folks want to come on tonight and do some talking about it. As you know, DJ Madhouse put out a video. He's doing what he do. Some people get stirred up about it. Some folks make some call-outs. And some folks want to come on here and address some of those comments. Can't talk back to the video. One thing about this talk show, you can talk to a live voice. Also, there was some punk out issues going on. Punk out money wasn't paid. Was it locked in? Was it not locked in? What is a lock in? Hey, fellas, a lot of people like to have fun. They want to do their thing. People call lock races. People call lock bets. Then they don't want to pay because they say, this one locked. We didn't say that. We want to try to throw some stuff out there tonight. Want to try to air some things out. Want to try to learn some things. It's a lot to be learned in this Brewers game, and guys got to be careful when it comes to lockups. What's a true lockup? What's not a lockup? We're going to let you make the call, and I'm going to come along and try to help make some sense out of it, just trying to keep it real. Moving on from that, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and let you start out and let Summer come on and tell us some things that she wants to talk about.
Summer, your mic is open.
Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine.
Yeah, you're fine. How you doing?
Okay, thank you. Hello and good evening. Glad to see y'all out here.
A lot of people out here. Summer got a full show. A lot of people listening to you right now. A lot of people.
Okay. For those of you who know and those that don't, we're having Texas Grudge Wars 4 at Dallas Raceway on March 23rd. Little Money, myself, and Hit Mob Racing, Slack, and Trouble are doing everything we can to try to make the event go as smooth as possible. Jay Schaefer did a promo for us, and he will be doing the video for the event. If anyone wants to purchase one after the event, just let him know. There'll be several photographers there, so get some pics made of your cars and of your friends. We will have Grudge 70, 60, 50, and an Outlaw back half class. The back half class is a no-time shown class. These cars, and I know some that are coming out, are going to be running the Grudge afterwards, and they're also running that new King of the Hill series. So if you want to see some of the competition for King of the Hill, that's going to be a good night to check that out. You just have to come pick your poison. We don't do a lot of hype. We don't, you know, if the guys want to lock in something with each other, that's fine. Batman's going to be on the mic. He's going to be bringing his car out. And he's not hard to find, but he'll be there to get a race. And if on these Grudge Racers, what we've always done at our events is you're coming out to race. You're looking for a race. You don't have to have one locked in. At the gate, get a Grudge tech card, because the one thing we've always done is allowed car and driver on the Grudge Racers in. We either refund them or give them their free tech card, one of the two. But if they get it at the gate, it's probably won't have to pay at the gate, for sure. Not paying for parking. It's our way of saying thank you for being there. They're not running in a class. We'll be giving out trophies. And the 5-0 class is a belt. This is not a challenge belt. This is for keeps and to take it home and hang it on the wall. We have some great sponsors for different things. Clark Brothers Paint and Body, Jackie Deaver Race Cars, Smith Motorsports, Taylor Racing, Performance Racing Engines, HTI Auto Center, Harry's Hot Rod Shop, and North Texas Diesel and Automotive and Performance, and 81X Rocks Con. And that's pretty much the event. We have a lot going on. It's a good family event. It's there for everybody. And I'm working on a Texas versus Oklahoma street race. So we just have everything involved. So it is an overall event, and everybody has a good time. The issue and the complaint is the waiting time in the staging lanes. The event that Tracy and Show Enough Racing had was overwhelming with cars. You've got, hundreds of cars trying to get in the staging lanes. You have one person trying to figure out how to get them through there. If you need two or three people to do that, that's the best thing to do. My plan, and I'm hoping to implement it, and it works for us, is two at the tree, two in the water box, and two waiting to roll in, and keep them rolling forward. We don't always get the cooperation from the spectators to be out of the way for the vehicles, and the vehicles can't even see what's in front of them. But if we keep it rolling like an assembly line, we might get lucky and get a lot of them down those lanes. it's the best idea I've come up with. If anybody's got anything better, just let us know. Test and tune, guys. We don't want two single runs. Single runs are boring. I don't care what you're driving. We need to keep them rolling, keep them going. If you're not in your car, you're not ready, you're not moving forward, you get skipped until you get ready, we're going to pull them around and keep them rolling through. And we're hoping that this will get everybody through as best as possible, because two-hour waiting is just not going to do anything for everybody. They came to enjoy the event, race in the event, and then get out of their car. But stuck in the lanes looking at all the people is not what they want to do. So I'm hoping that the plan we have will work and it'll help others along the way. If it takes three people up there trying to get them through, we'll do that. Whatever it takes to get the job done. Any questions?
Summer, you spoke about it being real crowded and the staging lanes and having an adequate amount of people to try to help get the cars through. You know, as you know, grudge events are kind of a little different from class events. And when you get a lot of cars and people is not used to too much structure when they come to a grudge event, and you got the police out there supposedly helping do their job, don't you think it's a good idea, you know, when we come on these shows and talk about it, that, you know, we ask some of the drivers to try to, you know, be more patient and understand if we got grudge races locked in. I know we're going to do a better job of this year to make sure we did last year, but we didn't really police it enough to have separate lanes at a place like Dallas Raceway that's real big and got plenty of lanes. We're going to try to have somebody kind of guide those lanes for the cars. If you got locked-in races, we're going to designate a couple of lanes for those guys where they can come, and the guys are going to test and tune in certain lanes, because you have our priority here is going to be the guys that got them locked-in races. They out there doing their thing. Sometimes they got a time on it, and we got to try to get them guys to the front of the line to meet their time as close as possible. Because the grudge race takes precedence of a lot of things at grudge shows, so we want to make it a priority to keep those grudge guys locked in separate. And grudge guys, if you're in a situation where you know you got locked in races, you know you grudging, hey, get in those designated lanes. Sometimes you come up there and you get in different lanes, and then you say you got a race going on, and it's real, real hard to try to weave them cars in and out of lanes. And guys is doing test and tuning. You come up, you making test passes, try to stay in the lane that we going to have designed for just the test and tune. And if we have a class, you know, we're going to try to have a certain lane for that class. Dallas Raceway have a lot of lanes. So it'll help if some of the racers do their part. Also, remember, you testing, you tuning. But if you're a grudge car and you locked in a race somebody, always go to the lane that we have assigned at a place like Dallas Raceway. Even though your race might not be at that time, but you go in that certain lane over there. Don't mix up with the test and tune. So if you're in lane and your time is coming up on you and you guys got y'all agreement and stipulation there, we know that you're in that lane. We can get you up there better. So what I'm saying here is this. Everybody have to play a part, not just rely on the people who's holding the stage lane, the guys that's trying to work the lane. Some of the guys that got these cars in these situations, you got to be knowledgeable too and understand that, hey, we're trying to do the best we can. We all make mistakes. This is the new year. We're trying to learn from it. But let's try to have some designated lanes, and let's try to follow on a little bit. People got to take up on their own responsibility to stay there and not get out of pocket, because sometimes we get out of pocket, man, like in December 1st. You don't find many events that have that many cars, and it's the last race of the year, and people just everywhere. And you don't have it as hard sometimes. I know that some of the police at Dallas Raceway kind of got frustrated because they feel like they couldn't get cooperation out of some of the guys with these cars. And these guys with these cars, man, you know, they're having a good time. So we just kind of all work together and remember what we're trying to do and try to make it run as smooth as possible, man. Try to go to the areas that they have designated for you. So that's my take on it.
That's true. It's everybody working together, the fans, the cars, the drivers, and we always try to organize these lanes. One's designated for Grudge. We want to get them through there because they need to get back over and discuss another race. They need to get in, get out, run them classes through, get them done, get them over with. Because as soon as those classes are done and out of the way, it's all Grudge. It's no more test and tune. It's all Grudge. And that usually lands about midnight. So that's going to leave till 2 o'clock for strictly Grudge racing. And then get out there, and they have 2 hours to do their thing at the end, depending on the track conditions. It's going to take a lot of working together, but more people trying to help control it. And like you said, Dallas Raceway's got a lot of lanes. When I looked up on December the 1st, there must have been 1,000 cars out there waiting to go through. It was just overwhelming. And we're going to do the best we can to try to pace them through there. But two at a time, no singles. So if there's anything else, that's all I've got.
If anybody got any questions for some, I like to address some she just said or some I said, hey, you can push the one button if you got a concern or you got something you might want to point out. Hey, feel free to push the one button. That's what we're here for, to try to talk about some things, try to listen to see what some of the races have to say, how we can make this thing work better. Man, we're all in this together. So, you know, we try to give information to y'all, and we also try to listen and see what good information y'all have that might be pertinent to us all as well. So if nobody else have anything else to say, some of you can stick around. I'm going to go, and we're going to see if there's anybody else on the line got something they want to talk about. As far as a race is concerned, whether it's an upcoming event that's coming up, want to talk about a race, want to talk about a lock-in, hey, man, we're going to talk about some of this stuff. So if you got a race coming up, are you locked in, or you want to lock in somebody, you know, that's fine. Just to let y'all know, the latest lock-in that I had that came up, we want y'all to know we got – the latest lock-in guy from Florida, I mentioned a while ago, he's locked in with Big Jake out of Dallas. But y'all know Big Jake is out of Dallas. He's locked in to run this guy from Florida. So the guy coming from Florida also saying he's bringing 3 cars. He's been in conversation with the Hillbilly crew. They're going to come to terms and see what they can do. The guy says he's coming from Florida. He don't want to mess around. He want to race. And he's bringing 3 cars. They don't have no problem with it. So, just to let y'all know, I want to bring that back up. Okay, Sharon, we're going to go to live and see what anybody else got to say.
Lisa, your mic is open.
Hi, Tracy, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Lisa? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm just calling in to see what was up. I see my name on the list today next to Butler Boy, so I'm trying to see what he's talking about because I'm ready to, you know, check him.
Hey, well, I tell you what, I mean, ain't no use me holding this show up. You know, this show is about, you know, about races and about trying to make action. And Butler Boy, hey, Sharon, can we open the mic? Butler Boy, he on here? Lisa, come on here and say she don't want to waste no time. She want to check him.
Butler Boy, press the 1 button. Your mic is open.
Hello, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. First of all, how y'all doing? And hello to you, Miss Lisa, but I don't want to talk to Lisa. I want to talk to the man that owned the race car, and I need to talk to a little too short John John that called me out last night on a YouTube video. So I don't have nothing to really say to Miss Lisa but to speak to her, but I need to talk to some car owners.
Well, let me tell you, like, I'd like to speak to you, too, but in order for you to talk to him, you're talking to me, because whatever I say, it must be he came with me with it. But if you don't want to do it like that, let me just tell you like this, brother. It don't matter who you talk to. All that matters is that when you at the track, we show up at the track, we got a race head up. That's all that's going to be said and talked about. We ain't talking about no lock-in, because lock-in is for people that's not known the race. I done told you how we coming. We coming at you. We're going to come up to you, ask you, do you want a race? You either going to say yes or no. That's the end of conversation. We're going to do it head up. Now what?
I'm not taking no car to no track every Sunday wishing that some fake-ass racers going to be there. I'm not finna do it. If y'all want to race me, y'all need to lock something up and tell me when to be there. Bloodline racing to me is a joke. You're going to get on the internet last night, do a YouTube video on Sunday night at the racetrack. Everybody has my number. You tell John with that tube chassis Nova, it's not going to hurt long, and he need to get up on here tonight like a man and talk to me and lock something in if he want to race me. Unless he just want to be like Beyonce and just make YouTube videos. Because he's talking loud and ain't saying nothing. I want to talk to some car owners. That's all I want to do.
Well, if we're talking about car owners, maybe I need to talk to James Henry since he owned that car that you drive. But let me tell you like this. I talked to James Henry. James Henry said,
do not own the car I drive.
Yeah, you drive
James
for
Henry
him. But he owns. Anyway, as he said, that car don't go down the track unless he makes the last call on it. So, won't you get James Henry on the phone since he got with us and told us that he didn't want to race us. But like I'm telling you, I don't have to lock anything in with you. Brandon don't have to lock anything in with you. When we come to the track, if you out there, we going to run you. If you got not out there, we won't run you. So, you take it as it is.
Tell me, dog, that won't happen. You know, you just racing hot air on your show tonight because I'm ready to
Lisa,
race.
Man, you can't be doing that. Lisa's a females out of the South, and Lisa goes to the track week after week and trying to have make action. And I know you're not
right.
trying to make action with Lisa and see you trying to race.
It sounds like Brother just blowing out some hot air. He tried to get some steam off his chest, but let me tell him, the steam that he got, I can put it out anytime he wants to. All he got to do is be at the track when you see that orange barracuda down there. It ain't going to bag up from you.
I'm not packing no car to no track every Sunday.
Be the man, stop talking all this stuff over the radio, a grudge fest about who's scared of who. Because I can tell you right now, Shotwell ain't scared of you, and I'm going to put it out there for every grudge race.
Yo,
so when they come
out.
Hey, y'all, listen.
Tracy, will you text him back and tell him to answer his phone? I've called him like 4 times and it's going to voicemail. So if you'll text him back, tell him to answer it.
Okay, I knew that. I mean, Brother Boy looked like he's ready to race. Hey, Brother Boy, you ready to go? Is anybody out there in your lane? Anybody out there in your lane you want to get until, you know, you get that? Sound like you might have your car ready to go. So, you know, I'm quite sure you want to do something if you just got that one particular person you're trying to get.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm ready. I mean, if somebody come up to me and we can do it, make it right, I'm fine with it. I'm calling out the people that called me out first. I haven't went around here yet on the talk show and asked anybody to race because I was still lining out my car. I heard Vernon call me out the other day, Sunday night. They had DJ Manhouse videoing on YouTube at the track Sunday night at HMP. John John got on there and particularly said he looking for the Butler Boys, something like Anytime, Anywhere. So I'm responding to what he said. He called me out. So both of these gentlemen called me out. So I'm finna defend myself and tell them whatever they want to do it, however they want to do it, I'm ready.
Well, sound like you're in real form. One thing about it, I mean, I saw the video, I heard the call out, and I see the stuff going on. So you stepping up to the plate, so we just got to wait and see what happens. Vernon said when his schedule permits, he'll be at the track, so maybe y'all can do some kind of communication along the way, maybe before the week after. Vernon really know you want to race him, so maybe they can get the word to you a few days ahead of time so you'll know he's going to be there, and maybe y'all can go on and make that happen. But this other guy you're talking about, John John Short Dog or something, hey, did we get him, Sharon?
No, I did not. I tried him 2 more times.
Okay, well, I'm going to mute my mic, Trace, and just sit back and enjoy the rest of the show, man. If anything pop up, I'll be sitting back listening.
Okay, then, we're going to let you sit back and maybe we can get him on. I know some people keep texting me saying he's trying to get on, so maybe they can get him on a 3-way and push the 1 button and let me know they got it. Hey, other than that, hey, we gonna go to the line and see what we got next. See what they got to say. See if we can make some sense out of some of this fake ass racist stuff, this punk ass stuff. You know, who we got, Sharon?
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yo, what's happening?
Cat,
is
what's
Summer
going on?
Still on the phone?
Who? Summer? Yeah, she's still on.
Yeah, Miss Summer still on the phone.
Yeah, she on.
Summer. I want to lock in with a Batman on your race. Set it up.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, Batman's going to have his car there. I was just fixing to try to get him on the show because he can't get in.
Get him on the show, then. You call him on 3-way. Call him on 3-way. We can call him. Sharon, call Batman. Tell him Sharon going to call him and get him in.
Yeah, he wants me to get him on 3-way, and he found out I've never done that.
Oh, Sharon,
oh, okay.
Get him in.
But he wants to get on. Oh.
Yeah, it's full, man. It's full to the max, and we're going to try to get him in, though. So if you can't get in, we're going to try to get him in and see what he got to say. Just hold tight. What else going on, Attica? You trying to go down on that ass, huh?
Yeah. I want that fresh ass. I want him first.
Okay. Well, just hold on before Batman get on. I think we got John John on the phone here. Let me go down here. DJ, got him on the line. Hey, DJ, who is it? 832-5881. Your mic is open.
Yeah. What's going on, Atomic Doll and Alley Cat and Lisa Shockwell? How y'all doing tonight?
Great. How you doing?
Not too bad. Check this out. I got him on the line. I got Short Dog on the line. Now, I was at HMP, and he called some cats out, you know what I'm saying? And right now, I got him on a 3-way line on a cell phone. However, I'm in my studio on my mic. So what I'm going to have to do is turn down my cue. I should be able to hear all of you all, but I don't know how this is going to turn out. So give me 1 second here. All right, Short Dog, you on the line. Go ahead.
All right. Short Dog, what's going on?
Brother, you there?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you say what you got to say?
Hey, brother, this is Short Dog, man. I'm speaking with y'all well. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Let us know. We ready.
What he said, Tommy Dog, is a little noisy.
He said he ready. Hey, Go ahead on top of him again. Kind of top a little loud. I kind of heard you, but you were a little low.
Hey, Short Dog, repeat what you just said.
Hey, Butler, this is Short Dog, man. I think with Shotwell. You let us know when we ready, we'll be there.
I'm ready this Sunday.
He said he's ready this Sunday.
This Sunday's going to rain.
Okay, I tell you what. We'll call you by Wednesday and let you know everything is good, it's good. We just may not see how the weather's going to be. If the weather's good, we'll be there.
Okay, check this out.
What we going to do with your car? You call me out with your car.
Hey, you gonna get it. You called it out. You wanted it. You gonna get it. You know I got a little issues. It's gonna be solved pretty soon. So hey, just gonna take care of Shotwell. Go to the same camp, and then we'll take care of you with the other one.
Oh, so you okay? You working some issues out with your Nova?
You got it.
He said, "Did you work your issues out with your Nova?"
Hello.
He asked you, "Did you work your issues out with your Nova?" Hey, Short Dog, Short Dog.
Hey.
He asked you, did you work out your issues with your Nova?
Yeah, that's what I said. He must have didn't hear me. I haven't worked them out yet. It should be ready by 2 more weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be ready. Like I say, I'm only responding because you called me out on YouTube on a little video, so I can't do nothing but defend myself.
You called me out at the church, remember? So I'm responding. Yeah, I'm going to be ready. We're going to still do it.
Okay, well, I'll be waiting on you in 2 weeks, then.
Okay, so we gonna get this Shotwell stuff out the way first, and then we'll come to me then.
Do you want to lock it in, or you just want to ride it out until you get it ready?
We don't stay out of town. We ain't gonna lock nothing in.
Okay, all right, that's a bad.
We ain't going nowhere. Just like I don't think you going nowhere.
No, I ain't going nowhere.
Hey, that's all that counts. So all we need you to be there, and we gonna do it.
So you're saying you're going to call me Wednesday and let me know what's going on?
That's right.
All right, then.
Okay, and we get that on?
Yeah, Alley Cat, you're on the line.
Alley Cat, you hear that, huh?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right. We want to make sure somebody that's going to be there hear it.
There's a whole lot of people on there, and there's a whole lot of people on there.
Did you hear what he said, Short Dog? There's a whole bunch of people on here that can hear you worldwide.
Hello?
Yeah.
Nope.
Nah, we still here. I pushed the wrong button. Respond to what he just said, Short Dog. He said he's going to be ready. Will you be ready? That's the question.
He already know I got some issues, but just give me about 2 weeks. Just tell him to take care of this cooler first. Tell him to take care of the cooler first, then he'll get me next.
Were you all able to get that atomic dog?
Yeah, I got Butler on here. Yeah, I got that.
And he's going to get in touch with Butler Boy, and they're going to go from there. So we'll just have to see how that pan out. I mean, Short Dog, I saw the guy on the video, and he spoke pretty freely, like he was ready to do what he got to do. So, hey, they don't teach you to know where they stand, so we're going to let them work it out from there. Okay, we go back.
You got feedback, man.
He said you got feedback.
Who, me?
No, I think he was talking on Atomic Dogs.
He said he got who back?
Feedback.
Oh, somebody, that's probably somebody close to the internet and on the phone. If you're close to the internet and you're on the phone, it'll come back through the mic. So if you're close to the internet, you need to mute one of those mics or walk away from that internet. Other than that, hey, Sharon, we're going to go to the line and see if we got Batman on here. If you was able to get him or Summer got him on the line, and now we're going to go to the next caller.
Summer dropped off, and Batman is going straight to voicemail.
Okay, well, maybe I'll call and try to get him.
That's what I did. Sure, dog, you there?
Yeah.
You know, what I did was I put my mic on mute. If he call you back out, I'll call you back and we'll do this again. All right, Doc?
I appreciate it.
Anytime, man. You're my man. Anytime. I got you.
Hey, you
they calling me right now.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
Hey. Is a Shotwell still on the line?
Yes, sir.
Yes, he on here.
Hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call you back if they call me. I think they call me, but I'll open up my mic, and if they do, I'll call you right back.
Yeah, Bali, you call me out.
No.
Hello?
This is Alley Cat. This is
Alley
Cat.
Oh, hey.
Hey, look here. Look here. When y'all get that ass chopped up, you know, we want y'all ass in May.
Okay.
On the lake.
But, hold on. When you talking about ass getting chopped up, you better make sure you got enough passing around because you're going to be the first ass chopped up.
We want y'all Memorial Day.
Yeah.
We
you
want
got
y'all Memorial
you
Day.
Got, hey. You got a Memorial Day, Easter Day, whatever day, you bring your shit out to the track and you can get it past the damn 30 mark.
I'm already calling for it now.
Well, you got an ass whooping that. How about
all
that?
All right, I appreciate it.
By the way, Karen said he wanted to crack your ass too. I forgot to tell you that shit.
Who?
Who? Now, your feet don't fit
who?
No damn limb. Karen.
I'll be damned if it don't.
Yeah. You better hope you swinging on that damn limb, because you swinging up the wrong damn tree.
And
guess
what?
What?
No, I tell you what. Get him on the phone. Get him on the phone, and we can lock in right now.
All right, let me
call there. Give me a phone to him, Chad. Take me a phone to him. We'll get him on. We don't want him on this way like nobody can get him.
Get Rambo on the phone right now, because they say they're going to crack your
get
ass.
Get Rambo on the phone right now. I'm going to show you how I work.
All right, that's good. You work like anybody else work. Everybody got their own way of working. I got my way, you got your way, everybody else got their way. My way is be at the track when we be there and you'll get ass with it.
I'm quite sure Rambo, Rambo's out there listening. Somebody know Rambo can call him and get him on his phone. So we want to try to get to this. The man talking about locking a man in. We don't never want to try to stop no lock-in. We want to try to make that happen. That's what's happening with Grudge Racing right now. Some people like lock-in, some don't. When you got a man want to lock in, hey, that lock-in makes you put your money where your mouth is, so if not, somebody going to lose something. That's just the way it is. So, hey, somebody can get him a cat. If you know what number, you text it to me. We'll get Rambo on his phone. We know Rambo like to run his mouth, too, when he gets the track, so I know he'll come on here, and we'll see what he'll do. Hey, until we get that done, cat, we're going to go to the next call and see what we got. I think she's in the private room. She might have Batman on, so we'll see what's going on, so you can holler at him. I see his number popped up, so we'll see if she answered, but let her come out the private room right now. I see we'll go to another mic while she's still back there trying to get Batman. Let me go to another call right quick and see what he got to say. I see he got his hand up.
Hey, Tracy.
What's happening?
Is your car running?
It's going to be running right now, but I'm working on it right now. When I work on it, something's going to happen. It's going to happen real soon when I get it running.
Oh, okay. I was going to, you know, lock in with you too.
Where you going to lock in with me? What's up?
Man, don't worry about it. If your car ain't running, so that's
you.
Hold on, man.
Now, that's fake-ass racing right there. You tell me my car running, you're going to lock in with me. Then I ask you, what you going to lock in? Tell me, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, man. I don't want to put up a handicap, man.
Hey, hold on. I'm not quite ready right now. You told me don't worry about it, but I see Batman on his phone, so I'm going to let you talk to him. Since you told him something, let me see if you're going to tell him what you told me. Not to worry about it now that you're on here. Batman, go ahead.
What's going on, man? Somebody pull up the bat sign, man. I'm trying to see what time it is.
It's Batman time, man. March 23rd, man. I'm looking for you. I'll be in Dallas. What we going to do?
I don't believe you're looking for me. I think you're looking away from me.
Well, shit, let's go on and lock in a little something for Miss Summers right quick.
Well, let me ask you a question. You don't know what your old number is. Is that what you're talking about?
Nova. I don't have a Nova.
What do you have?
I don't have a Nova.
I
have a chicken
now.
Man.
You
I have
what?
A Camaro now.
You
I don't
Camaro
have a Nova
now?
No more. At the Nova gone. It's sold.
I think you're bullshit. Okay. We can get it on. I think you're bullshit.
All right. How much
yeah,
you going to do it
for? Just like I tell a lot of people. I keep up with a lot of stuff. I may not say much, but I've been keeping up with a lot of this shit. I kind of believe there is a lot of fake-ass races. I'm not just saying you, but there's a lot of fake-ass races out here say what they're going to do something. And the time they get to the track, everybody's quiet like they got Ziploc on their mouth. So I do understand all that. You know what I'm saying? It's wrong to do a lot of that. You know what I'm saying? We call those computer racers or wannabes, you know, want to get in where they fit in, scared to get in where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of understand that, you know, the lyrics, what they say, you know, fake-ass racers. You know what I'm saying? I understand all that. All these people always talking about what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. You know, there's a lot of guys that got a bunch of cars out here, some big cars, but they scared the motherfuckers to race them, though. They scared to lose. They scared to get their L up on their jacket. But one thing about me, I ain't never scared to lose, that's for sure, because I done won so many.
Right. Mr. Summer Dog.
What's that?
What's going on, this Scooby?
This Scooby?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Scooby, what's up, Scooby? Scooby got that Mustang. Scooby from Mississippi, y'all. Scooby got a Mustang. He coming down here April the 6th with a Mustang. Scooby, what's up? What you eavesdropping down here? What you got on your mind with so many people down here? What?
Yeah. I'm hunting anybody with a stock suspension nitrous cone 28.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. See, I ain't understanding that. Man, do people understand that this stock suspension and this stuff is over with, man? You got cars that run just as fast on stock suspension. They do foaming or ladder bars. I get so sick of tired. If they don't do this year, coming down with all this stock suspension, and you got this and you got that. You know, no, we get this 2013, man. The technology that took over, man, and all this stuff about you got stock suspension. I got 28. Hey, man, get in where you fit in. I guarantee you, if I had a 20-inch tire with an 807
bolt in it, I wouldn't be afraid to run anybody, man. I get so tired of hearing the talk about cut this off, man. Cut this off, man. Hey, man, that's what they do. Someone will get out of line now, you know. Someone will get out of line. He's just throwing that out there. But, hey, Scooby, you know, you got some, Michael. When you come this way, guys this way fit all kind of ways. Not a whole lot of cars. It's some here with 28, but it's guys here sit all kind of ways. When you come to Texas, you have a guy to go.
Well, I'll say that, not only to Texas, but if they know anybody in the world with a stock of 50 Nitrous car, I want to get out.
Say it, Tommy Dog. I'm going to say this, man. You know, every time somebody told me, man, they wanted to run me down here in Dallas, man. And that man, by the time we got to the finish line, my whole car was stripped down. The only thing I had there was set of axles on there. They took the tires off, took the wheels off. You know what I'm saying? Take the wheel bars off, take the back seat out. But man, is it any kind of true racing to this shit anymore, man? Is it?
I tell you, when you come to Texas, guys, I've been all kind of ways, man. You coming down here, hey, Scooby, I mean, you might have to lick.
Hey, can you put me in touch with Glad Man? Ain't Glad Man on 28?
I say Glad Man, he's usually on here. Let's get Glad Man on here. Usually on here. If he's not here, Billy might be on here. I'll let you talk to one of them guys. Glad Man, if you're on here, push to one button. We say we get in touch with Glad Man. You're on about him. I know him.
I don't understand how my other man ain't getting no action if he don't just care what he runs.
Who is that man?
I say, I don't understand how my other man can't get no action if he ain't worried about what you got. Go run a promo on our top team.
Well, man, my thing is, I'm going to tell you something about you Texas boys, man. I'm going to tell you one thing I know about Texas boys is different from the other boys. Hey, man, we're not going to come 1,000 miles to tell you to take nothing off. If we can match up with you, we can see your car, and you, we got some action in any kind of way, we're going to try you, man. That's our Texas
well,
car,
look,
man.
Well, look here. Can you find anybody that'll match up with me? And you got some action.
Let me ask you a question. You say you're sitting on 28s, right?
I suspended 28 nitrous car. I don't care what
is,
they
is
got on
the is it a small block or a big block car, man?
It don't matter. Did you hear me?
Okay, I got somebody sitting on 28. I sure do. They got an 898 motor in their motherfucking car. You want to run me?
Yes, sir. You on 28 block suspension locking me.
Huh? You know, I'm going to take a bullshit. I'm half of you guys ought to be bullshit about this shit. Hey, where you live at, man? Where you live at?
What difference do it make, man? I'm coming to Texas. If
can holler, you can hear. Lock the man in with the
man.
Man.
Texas is big. Which part of Texas are you coming from? Are you coming to Midland, Texas, or are you coming to Owana, Head of Texas? Which part of Texas are you coming to?
Man, lock it in. I'm coming wherever I need to come. You what part of that you don't understand, man? Anybody in the world with a 28-inch tie called nitrous, I want action. Stock suspension. I don't know how to make it no simple. They got 962 cubic inches. I want to try, man. We ain't looking at no hood. Oh, that suspension stock and you on some 28 and some nitrous cause you got action. Where are your hood shit?
They don't matter if you got wheelie bars on or not.
Hey, ain't no wheelie ball, man. Stock suspension, 28s, no wheelie ball.
I see, man. Hey, man. Yeah, let me tell you something. You might need to go on detour out of Texas and go somewhere else then. Texas don't run like that.
Hey, what's up,
Troy? Addicat. Call Troy, Addicat. Addicat. Call Troy. Oh, hold on, I got to. Hold on, Scooby. I got to. We're trying to get a Chad Bassman on the phone right now. Hold on, I got somebody else want to address that cat right now. Let me go down here and open his mic up. He said he wanna. Hey, Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Get Case.
Get who?
Suitcase.
Suitcase.
You
say you wanna? Yeah, Suitcase. You say you wanna holler at a cat?
Case, your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing, Trace?
Hey, what's going on, Case? How you doing?
Oh, not too much. Hey, cat, mic open.
At a cat. He's still on here. He might be clicked over on the phone. I know Troy was trying to get on, and
hey.
He wanted me to talk to him. Yeah, he.
Get
you back.
What's up? I had my phone on mute. What's up, man?
Oh, ain't nothing, man. I'm trying to get with you, man. You ain't got to go that far. Go and get me first.
Shit. I don't never hide from nobody's case. You know that. I'm here to find.
Well,
so what you want to
do then? Let's make that quick then. What kind of car you bringing?
I'm bringing a Camaro.
Okay.
I don't have a Nova no more. I got a Camaro.
Okay. Hello? Can we lock him? Hey, can we lock him for Sunday?
Sunday coming? Nah.
Hello?
Nah.
When you want to lock him for?
It's going to have to be after March 23rd. We're going to go to Dallas.
Okay, well, let's lock in on Tracy then. Let's lock in on Tracy even.
April 6th?
Yeah.
We might as well lock it in for May in that case. Our race.
We can lock
it both
up. We can do it on Trace and we can do it on your way. We can lock them both up.
Nah, we ain't gonna do it like that. I lock in for May right now.
Okay.
What
are we gonna lock?
500 on 2 or 0.
Huh?
500 on 2 or better.
Okay.
Hello, you still there, man?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't want to wait that long.
You ain't got nothing else to do?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of races I want to do.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I could do.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Okay.
Tracy, I couldn't get Glassman, but I got Hillbilly on the phone.
Hey, I got somebody else I want to call out, man. Hey, I'll get with you later, cat. You're waiting too long.
Okay.
I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna wait that long. I need to do something now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, I want to call out Jermaine. With the silver Mustang or Sunday?
Oh yeah, I would like to see that race too.
I don't know if Jermaine can hold it. We can see if we can get Jermaine on the phone. Gotta get Jermaine on the phone.
I want to ask you, would you get out of line? What you mean by get out of line?
Would you run a 20-minute stop call?
Yeah, if you make it right.
Well, they ain't getting out of line then.
What the hell? What you mean? You want me to run a 29-inch taco head up?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. Well, put it on some 28s and get in line.
No. We don't do that.
Well, what I'm like running some 29?
Well, I just asked you a question, player. That's all. Would you get out of line? That's all I asked. You know, because yeah, a lot of Texas, let me tell you something about Texas, boy. We get out of line all the time. All the time.
Okay, get out of line and give me the swing with them 29. Or what else? Hey, I put some drag radius.
Won't you grow an inch, then come on up and run. Because they're pretty sure you run pretty good on a 28. You know, I've been around this shit for a while myself. So if you're on a 28, I'm pretty sure you run pretty good with no wrist bars, top suspension.
How long you been around it?
I've been around about 27 years.
And you don't know nobody you can put on me with no 28?
No, I told you, we don't really run 28 here. We run 29
oh.
there.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm telling you, would you get out of line? Well, you don't get that time of dollars. You don't be there. You don't be there at the time of dollars, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And listen. There's not nothing on 28s with nitrous breathe around now. Down
we'll
on
find that. I think you're selling it. I think you're selling it.
You think I'm selling it?
Yeah, I think you're selling it.
Okay, watch here. Lock in on 500. If L 28-inch tie cut out on nitrous, you point me out and we're going to go on the air, you win 500. But if we get down on the air, you pay me 500.
Oh, I tell you what you do. When you see that time of dollar race, come meet me. I'm going to put some bottle on you. I'm going to put some dollars on you. That's what I'm going to do.
Scooby, don't worry about that, boy. He ain't got shit anyway.
I'm going to put some dollars on him.
You're going to get you some action in Georgia. I promise you that. Them Texas boys are coming down there for it.
Yeah, we going down there, too. We're going to be there. So if anybody tells me to look for us, Team Assassin, if they want them, we going down there. The white boys, yeah. It don't matter. The white boys, what's the other one name with the Mustang?
You got Scooby on your car or something so they can tell?
Nah, they don't find him because the same way I'm talking on their phone, we'll be talking at that tray.
Okay.
If a black and silver Mustang, brand new car. I ain't never been out by three times.
I got you.
But, what is the other guy's name with the Mustang supposed to be the baddest man?
Well, yeah, Scooby.
Big ball factor?
Yeah. We ain't running from him. He included in all that. Like you say, it's gonna be some shit down there in Georgia, so that's where we'll be.
Well, that's a hell of a caller, that's all I can say. You're the man.
Yeah. Yep, like you say, we setting out to be the baddest. I mean, we don't want to discriminate, we'll run anybody in the world on 28 stock suspension Nikes.
Yeah, I got you. Well,
and we got number one copywriter.
I ain't even got a good look in my car yet, so I can't even talk smack.
Well, you better have him get a good look, because 16 is coming around real soon.
I ain't worried.
You better hear and smile at that motherfucker, because I promise you, your ass is bright.
All right, well, you just make sure y'all have that good.
Let me tell you something. I got intel down in Houston, too. I let you blow that motherfucker up already, but we'll be waiting on for you.
Should I send you a picture of it? She's fresh and ready in the back of the truck as we speak.
Yeah, we know you blowed it up, so we already know that.
It's already back together, baby, waiting on y'all.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, too. I'm going to tell you, too, when you get to the track, man. Let me know when you get there so we can lock that money in, man. All
I thought
the way
it was locked in.
No, listen to what I'm saying. When you get to the track, that money that we locked in needs to be locked in all the way.
Okay.
That's what I'm telling you.
That's fine. Hell, we can mail the money to fucking Graham, Dean Baker, whoever.
And listen, we need a time, too. We need a time, because it'll be all night.
Hell, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I just want to make sure we understood each other.
Let's do it by fucking at least no later than 8 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to get with my partners then. And I'm going to tell you something. Tomorrow I'm going to call you, and I'm going to let you know what time we can lock it in on the time.
Okay? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, because I already know your car's going all crazy right now. We ain't sitting there all night waiting.
Hey, all y'all got to do is run your ass down here to Houston. Y'all can get some this weekend.
Yeah. Now, we'll wait till 16. We patient. We'll wait till 16.
You ain't too goddamn foggy then, are you?
We'll make it. I'm going to tell you this, too. If you want to put some more money on top of it, just let me know.
You'd be lucky to come up with $20 bills, man. I don't want to hear
that. Hey, man, listen, man. This ain't no game. I'm going to tell you the truth. This ain't no game. You want to put some more on top of it, just let me know.
But y'all want to come down this weekend, just let me know.
We're going to wait to 16.
Yeah.
Okay? We're going to wait to 16.
That catch me while I'm blowing shit up, man.
Something
going crooked.
Well, the only thing I can tell you, the only thing you're going to do is get paid and get a handshake.
That's good. That's all y'all going to get, too.
All right. Well, we have to wait to 16, see that, and go. We gonna, I got somebody else online that's waiting to talk. We're going to share. We're going to let him see what he got to say.
Kenny, dude, your mic is open. Kenny, your mic is open.
Kenny, what's up?
Kenny, what's up?
He must do so. We'll come back to him. We'll go to the next caller.
Big Carrie, your mic is open.
Okay, yeah, they say that Alley Cat called me looking for me. He ordered ain't too much. They tell me that you say you want to lock something in.
Alley Cat.
Yeah, with me and
Yo, I'm here.
Is that the gospel?
Sam? That is the gospel. That's the gospel.
Okay. Well, now, you know we made you now. You know, we made you, so you ought to know. You ought to know better to be messing with somebody that made you. Don't nobody.
Yeah, I'm a rattlesnake right now.
You know what I'm saying? You got
venom in you, though. Yeah, but see, Lisa Shawwell, now hold up. Lisa Shawwell dropped your name in the hat. I didn't do that.
Okay.
And you know how I am. I ain't going to run from nobody.
I parachute out of the airplane trying to call you so I wouldn't get messed up. And I wanted to make sure that I got some good reception, so I jumped out of the airplane.
Well, shit, goddamn, what y'all want to do? Yeah, it is.
You know my saying?
Alley Cat is back.
You know my saying? Let the bad luck happen. Somebody's going to have a bad luck.
Yeah.
But like I say, you know, Sam, you know we made you.
Yeah.
You know we made you.
I'm like Stone Cold right now. I ain't to be trusted right now.
Hey, Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to wait till you get through the track because I don't want to lock in with you because I don't think it's going to be right. That's the only reason why I ain't locked in with you already, Cat. This case,
I don't give a damn who it is. If you're scared, just say you're scared.
Hey, you know I ain't scared. Ain't no scary here. You know that.
Well, damn it, well, lock in, then. Lock in for me.
Because last time I locked in with you, you bring another car. You ain't bring no car. You bring Horace's car. And
hey,
I told you.
I'm not asking you what you bringing. If you bring a twin turbo car, we gon' buck your ass. It's just that simple.
Hey, if I am a
Horace,
I go Horace's side.
Look, I am not a good racer. I am not a class racer. I don't care about the size tires and all that. Do you want to race me?
If you want size tires, you lock in.
I want to lock in.
I'm gonna wait till you get to the track, though. I'm going to wait till you get to the track, because the locking ain't going to be right with you.
That's it. Yeah, I thought you were
going to lock in with you already. You won't tell me what kind of car you bringing. You just go get somebody else's car. Just to lock in. That's all you
Camaro.
Do.
I'm telling you, dude. I got a Camaro. That the Nova is gone. No more Nova. I got a Camaro now.
Okay. When I see it, I'll be ready. I'm telling you, I'll be ready. But I ain't going to lock in with you because you ain't going to do right. Y'all gonna mess me up like y'all did.
Better not lock in. You better not lock in with me, goddammit.
Yeah, I'm gonna skin you up like I always do, cat. Hey, I wanna call somebody else out. I want Weekly Brown with that Vega. I want Bush now. And Glass Man. I want Glass Man too.
There's background noise, and I couldn't understand a word you said.
Somebody spoke to the internet. I hear it. He'll help us. They need to mute their mic or get away from that. Get away from that internet and mute their mic.
Whoever that is talking about, Sam, I'm going to have to come and Sam the fence now. Who is this?
That's
Kane. I'm racing somebody. You want to lock in with somebody else?
Yeah, we can lock in.
But you worry about what kind of car somebody got, right?
Well,
I tell you what, when you get to the track,
no true classic car, no back ass car.
Well, I'm just saying, when you get to the track, draw your car on a piece of paper, any car you want. Mostly, that's the problem now. That's why we can't get no racing going. Everybody worry about what somebody else got and all that kind of shit.
I don't care about what you got. The thing what I'm saying is this, Kat, me and Kat done locked in a race before, and he ain't told me what kind of car he was bringing, and he ain't bring no car.
Well, maybe
and he still got paid. Then they had hard car there, and I didn't know what car they was bringing. That's all I'm saying.
So who am I talking about?
I'm not your computer, man, and if you ran a computer and you move, somebody's on a call, somebody's on a phone, and you're on a computer.
I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't no scary racer. I don't care. I line up when I know I'm picking a loop.
Okay. And who they, what they call you? What's your name?
It's Kay.
Oh, man. For real, you must don't know who you talking to.
Hey,
okay. You leave Monday, we're gonna leave Tuesday.
We need what?
I say you leave. We're gonna watch you move. You leave Monday, we're gonna leave Tuesday evening by 3:30.
Okay. That sounds good.
You ought to know who you talking to now.
Yeah, must be big care.
Yeah. So you ready to beat up Sam? You ready to run over Sam, man?
Hey, look, Sam, me and Sam go away, but I gotta wait till he get his car there. I ain't going no locking with Sam. We ain't locking nothing. I ain't locking with Sam.
Come on, Sam, and they say James say the only way you get a race is go out of town somewhere and race. Ain't no nigga, ain't nobody racing here.
Yeah.
What happened? Everybody else got off the phone or something?
No,
I'm going to try to open it. Let me see if I can open this mic back up. Alley Cat.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, go
so
ahead,
Sam,
Big Care.
So, Sam, you saying that Lisa the one crumped that up?
Yeah. Oh. Ask our ass Tracy. He was on the phone.
Like I was saying, I was just jumping. I told you, I jumped out of the helicopter.
Yeah.
It's fine. Now I got some band-aids on my head because the blade hit me. I jumped too high.
I called out Batman for March 23rd, and after she brung up Carrie.
Oh.
That's how the conversation went.
Okay. You know, I ain't never been on the radio line with the everybody. I hear people throwing them be talking to. They want to do something, huh?
Oh, shit. You know, I like the radio. I ain't going to run from nobody.
You know, since you went to the fast car, I always win.
Well, that's how I look at it. I ain't no class racer. I'm a grudge racer. I don't go by all...
Man, how you
gonna
call yourself
a
grudge racer, man? Come on, yeah. Cat.
Man, there you go. There you go, man. There you go. Running your mouth. Put your money in your mouth, man.
How you gonna call yourself a grudge racer, man? Come on, man. You a promoter, man. Come on,
put your money in your mouth. That's all you gotta do.
Oh, we gonna see. I ain't gonna lock it down with you, though. I'm gonna wait till I catch you at the track, because... It ain't gonna be right. It ain't gonna be right locking up with you, man. I can't lock in with you, man. I wanna lock in with some of the other guys I just called in.
I'ma come by your shop, that's what I'ma do. I'ma come by your shop and I'ma talk about you, I'ma talk about your shop, I'ma talk about your neighbors, I'ma make you lock in with me.
Hey Sam, I ain't gonna lock in with you, man. I'm gonna catch you at the track, man. Last time I locked in with you, you wouldn't tell me what kind of car you were bringing.
You didn't ask. You did not ask. You said whatever.
I did ask.
And left
you
it like
tell
that.
Me, so. That's cool. I ain't going to lock in with you, but I'm going to catch you at the track, though.
All right.
How y'all supposed to do it?
Man, I'm going to do it head up with Sam. I don't care. Head up.
It's gonna head up, and we're going to flip for the lane. That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, I don't care about the land either. I don't care.
I ain't asking no questions, all those crazy-ass questions. Do you got muscles on your car? Do you got to ring in up under there and all that shit? Just bring it.
Okay.
Say that again. You're going to drive hard.
Have a gas.
What?
You ain't selling it, is it? I think you're selling it, too.
Hey, all thing you got to do is just put that money in your mouth. And let's lock in. I like to lock in.
Man. I think you're selling it too, man.
But God damn it, man. Let's lock in.
I know you.
Yeah, I think you're selling it.
I don't mind losing, man. I don't mind losing just as well as I don't mind winning.
I don't know about that, Cat. Last time you lost, you left the track. You left the track so fast. I was looking for you. Couldn't find you last time I beat you.
Okay. The last time I talked with you at the last meet, I know you. I don't know if you made anything happen between us. Last time I talked to you, you told me you were fucking with your nose. So I don't know. I think you're trying to sell it, man. I think you know what I really think? I think you and Harry kind of teamed up, which y'all been teamed up. I think y'all are really teamed up together now. Because if the nose gone, you and Harry done teamed up and trying to get the Camaro together. And if it's Harry Camaro, y'all ain't going to put him a fix on it that day of race. So we might go and try to get at the ass. I know y'all ain't going to go down the track no motherfucking way.
Okay, for number one, me and Hart has always been a team, so if we teamed up, that don't sound right. We have always teamed up.
Well, y'all teamed up all the way, though, now. See, y'all was halfway teamed up.
Well, okay, then, since you say the car's not going to go down the track, it's not going to get past the 330, can we lock some money? That's all I'm asking.
I got somebody been chasing y'all for a long time, that old car, man.
If we can't get past the 330, we lose. It's just that simple.
So is this the Camaro we're talking about?
There's two Camaros in the camp now. You see what I'm saying? Watch what you say.
Oh, what you
but you know what? You know what? Horace drive both cars, though. He drive both cars. I don't do nothing but tow shit and stir up shit. That's my job. And spend money.
Yeah,
I don't drive, so then by the time I get in and all that shit, it's not going to happen. You would never catch me in a race car. I'm scared of them.
When you say call, don't get ready.
I think Troy wants something. I think Troy wants something. He texted me telling you to call him, so I think he wants something. So give him to take a call. He needs something from you. Hey, get in. We'll go to the line and see what the next call is. Who we got, Sharon?
Birdman, your mic is open.
What's going on, Frank? It's Birdman.
What's up, Birdman? How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, I'm still looking for a couple locked-in races for your race down here at HMP. We're fully booked for the 16th, but we're going to be ready to rock and roll down here at HMP. So if you got any back-half car on to lock in with us, we're ready. Only one we got so far is on the treatment.
I'm going to see what I can come up with. I think Mississippi Nightmare, I'm supposed to be back up and running. He said he was going to come this way, so I'm going to see what they want to do with you. So I'll be on the horn, man. I'll let you know something about that one.
Any back there, car, it don't matter. I don't care what car Camaro Sam brings, but he wants some.
Who, Sam?
Yeah. He can bring both of them.
Sam, man, talk to you. Sam. He'd be back. He might have clicked over to holler at Troy. Troy was trying to get him, so he might have clicked over. Just stay right there. We'll see what Sam got to say. Say, sir,
no,
get the
no, no, no. Hey, Sam, play like he don't hear Birdman.
He playing like he on mute, huh?
He playing like he don't hear him. Yeah, he playing like he don't hear him. he's doing sign language right now.
Here, jump back on Sam and watch him come up out that hole. Jump back on Sam. Here, come on.
Oh, that shit is funny, huh?
I just been sitting back listening.
That shit funny, huh?
Everybody's talking to get brave. So I thought, well, damn, that's like getting brave.
Damn,
like,
Sam here. Damn, Sam here.
Hey,
well,
that shit ain't funny, man.
Everybody was laughing. Would y'all run Birdman?
Hey, Birdman. How can we get the move from you? And we'll lock in with you right now.
You can take it. I mean, you got a 50-50 shot of getting the move.
We're not going to get down the track, everybody's saying.
I didn't say that. Batman said that. I didn't say that.
Shit,
oh,
okay. Birdman.
You've been telling me for a long time
you're going to
back my ass, so if you can take
it. Birdman, all you
got to
do is stay in it.
You're
going to go around it. They ain't
going to
go all the way down the track.
I ain't worried about it. But if anybody wants
to
move, they're
going to
have to take it.
If we can get the move from you, we're going to go on and try you.
You need to talk to your driver. If he thinks he can take the move from Finney, he can have it. All he's got to do is, you know, be quicker than Jamie, and he's got the move. Somebody's getting it. But I'll make a side bet that he don't get it.
Shit. I wish you would give us the move.
I wish you'd let me head up.
Nope. We don't have that kind of equipment like that.
All right.
We can't even get down the track, remember?
I didn't say that.
That's what y'all were laughing about a few minutes ago.
I didn't laugh about it. I just got clicked on. It said I want to race for HMP. Anybody.
Well, I just want to let you know I'm after your ass.
You're after my ass?
Yeah, I'm after your ass. I told you last year I'm going to get you.
I'll be there. I guess we can lock it in.
It ain't going to be head up, Birdman. I just told you that.
Then you're not after my ass.
Okay, go get started on the market.
Get started on smoke.
Well, Birdman, I guess you're going to have to wait on that, so.
Yeah, stand by. We're going to go to the next call and see what they got to say. All right now, Birdman, on the show. Shut it down.
Hey, Tracy, how you doing today? Okay, Nikki, you're in the background. You were bouncing off. Okay, can you hear me now better? Yeah, go ahead. Okay, how you doing today, Tracy?
Hey, how you doing, Nikki? How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Well, I know I hear a lot of call-offs, but I don't hear no call-offs for the twins camp. Everybody ready, but I don't hear none out for that camp. And tell them don't ask for no move, no break, no back ties. Come as you are with what you got.
Well, since you said that, man, somebody called him out tonight. Now, Roy told me he's going to come on the show. I don't see him on there right now, but somebody asked me to be coming in. Can I call him? So I don't see him, so I'm not going to call him yet. But that's from that camp right there.
Oh, okay. So they got somebody ready?
Well, they kind of want Roy to come somewhere. They call. I was on the show and they asked for him. I said, well, Roy talks for himself. I don't talk for him. I said, he's supposed to be on my show tonight. So they told me when Roy come on to call them, they want to come on and drift them with him.
All right, that's the plan. I'm going to call Roy and try to get him on now. But, Trace?
What do you say?
Hello? I say, last week I know you said your car not working, but you called out Walter, man. You know Tree want to run you.
Trust me, and I promise you, me and Tree, man, when I get my car up and run it and shake it down, y'all don't have to worry about that. Me and Tree, man, going to turn them motherfuckers loose.
All right, so, now I'm just trying to make sure that you don't need me to come help you get yourself up.
Let me spread this out. The only reason me and Tree hadn't raced is I broke my car and I hadn't got it back. I said, I can't get up and run it as fast as everybody else. I'm a one-man team and I don't got it like it. It cost me a little bit, so it takes time to stack them pitties on top of each other. You know what I mean? But trust me, when I get up and running and shake it down, I promise y'all, me and Tree Man gonna cut them loose. Ain't no shame, ain't no ducking, ain't no nothing. We gonna go through there and let them do what they gonna do.
I tell you what, ain't nothing wrong with that, and I'm sure waiting. So I'm gonna make sure I have a front seat to this one right here. I'm gonna be sitting right there on them bricks waiting.
I'm waiting too. We gonna turn them loose and let it see. Me and Tree Man, all right, but guess what? Me, Tree Man, Roy J, any of them. We all want that big tie car ready. We all gonna have to get tied each other some kind of way. We gonna do it and put on a show, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be. I promise you that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Up and running at the same time. All of us haven't been up and running at the same time. That's all it is.
All right, I'm
trying to put one together right now, April 6th. I'm trying to put a shootout together right now, and I call Roy James today. I call Reggie Rabbit. He's supposed to be here. I'm going to be here. Tree Man got the same driver, so only one of them can call and get in. I don't care which one it is. Me, Reggie Rabbit, Tree Man are waiting to see what the bullet going to do. We going to get down. We going to do some win, lose, or draw. Ain't no big deal. We got to do what we got to do. People want to see some big time cars, and when we get them at the track, we going to make it happen. So we going to make it happen. Y'all just sit back. Yeah, all of us can't stay running at the same time.
All right, we're going to sit back and relax then. All right, I'm good. All right.
That's good.
Well, they know what Trace. I know they know it's a car in Dallas is aiming for Roy James.
What did you say?
I couldn't hear you now. What did you say now?
He's on the line. He just said he got lost in the woods, man.
They got one aiming for Roy James. I do know.
Oh, he's out here now. He got his ears open. He just laying back right there chilling, but you know he's here. But, you know,
we all go, big time calling, man. We all go.
The fastest car don't always win. And I understand.
Bad.
And we gonna do something.
Yeah. Did you hear that fake ass racing a few minutes ago?
How much you want to bet, Cat? You the only fake ass race on here because you ain't locked nothing in. Me, I've been locked in and I broke, mister. I've been locked in and estimating that and I broke. But when the hell you locked somebody in?
Tracy, calm down, man. I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to the man.
I'm not calming down. I'm trying to go there. I'm not calming down. I'm trying to go there. You the only fake ass race out here. I'm not locked in. I just broke. And no sooner than I give it back up, I'm locking in again. What? Keep your eyes open, cat. Y'all been up and running, cat. Y'all been up and running. What you going to do?
I apologize, Tracy. God damn, man.
You don't have to apologize. You just wait. But what I'm telling you, when you lose a draw, you're going to see that black motherfucker. I bet you that. When you lose a draw, hey, look at me. You can only win or lose. Bro, we gotta go down track with these cars. That you did. And you need to go down track with yours. How about that?
I got a boat. I'm out of the boat because he don't fake ass racers.
It's all good, Cat. It's all good. We gonna have to do what we do. That's a damn show. For these big time cars, ain't much going on around here. We got to do what we have to do. All you can do is win or lose. And remember this: the fastest one don't always win.
Well, all that's good, but whatever you line up with Tree Man or Roy James, you know what my money is going to be on. It ain't going to be on you.
Hey, I wouldn't give a damn. I think the last time I lined up with anybody, your money wasn't on me, and you didn't take yours on.
Well, then, it ain't no damn secret then. It ain't no secret.
Yeah, guess what? I bet y'all can line up with you, and your money won't be on you.
Yeah. I bet that. At least I am racing.
Yeah.
No, you ain't going to race nobody.
You ain't racing since me.
You can't even race nobody.
Cat, check this out. Let me just put this out here. The last damn time I had my car in Houston, did I ask for a race?
Hell no, you didn't. You did not ask for no damn race.
Hold on, buddy. Get me the shower on the phone and answer. You know goddamn well I did.
Now, hold on. You told me you wanted to run Tree Man, but Tree Man was lying his car. Now, that's fake-ass racing. You know that man was trying to line his car, and you're going to ask that man to race.
Hold on, Cat. Listen, bro. Let me tell you, because you want the glory, but you don't know the story. They had told me that we'll do some me and Tree Man talk. I said, when I come to the track, I'll let you know. And the man told me he's trying something, I'll back up off of it. But I asked him. You can only, if a man has a problem, I don't just go over and harass him. I let him do what he got to do. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
How the hell do I know they've been going to track more than me?
No, I can't. Tracy. Tree Man, go ahead.
Me laughing
at me. Can't come over here
trying to stick that key in me and I'm the wrong person?
Nah, but I'm I'm gonna put it like this here, man. Pretty much why everybody's shooting at the Trace, because everybody knew my car was going sideways when you called me out.
When I asked you that, you told me that, I said, okay, just let me know, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just let me know, right? Now, yeah. Me and you locked up. We locked up one race. We had agreed we had locked up, right?
Yeah.
And I broke. I broke, and I ain't had it back running since. Didn't I tell you no sooner as I get my car on and shake down, we
block
them up again?
I mean, yeah, you said that.
Okay, I don't have my motors even back yet, but I told you we gonna run. If I lock you up then, I'm gonna lock you up again. I promise you. Me and you, we gonna do something. But what I'm telling Cat, what the hell is he gonna do?
but Trace, I'm not understanding something. Why are you speaking on something that's not running? We don't want to talk about that old broke ass car in your garage.
Hold on. If you just come on here talking about running somebody and you ain't even ready, you talking about where you goddamn me. You come on here, we got a
race. I got
on
something
the...
running right now. Hold up. I tell you what, y'all got a back half call. You and Tico got one right now. We can meet y'all Saturday night.
Hold on. You said the wrong thing. You said y'all got one. I got a black
car. You and Tico got a back half Camaro. I already know about it. Do y'all want to lock in for this weekend?
Hold on. You talking to me or you talking to the man on the car? I'm talking for this black one.
You're a driver, right?
See, you talking with you. The man that locked their race.
Well, get him on the phone then.
Get him on the phone. Push the one button, Tinker. Push the Tinker. Ain't got no problem telling him what we'll take that. Push the one button. Tinker's out there.
I was on fake ass racing your ass keep on promoting. Shit.
Hey. I'm going to promote a race, and I promise you I'm going to race. And then what you going to do? Because
I'm trying to race right now with you.
I am not running right now, Chad. I told you and everybody
else. Well, then why are we talking about that old broke-ass car that's full of dust? Why are we talking about it?
Because you opened your big ass mouth and started saying something. Now, I wasn't saying nothing about that. You open your big ass man wasn't saying something. You want a man goddamn told you, come on right now, goddamn, you backed up with the goddamn made a 30. You should have shown him where you come on and start talking to me.
But I locked in for the March race, and I want to lock in for the May race. What did I do wrong?
You said you talked about locking in. You did not lock
You said bring action, man. I'm bringing action.
I don't have no problem with you bringing action. But just don't throw your goddamn dogs my way, or I'll get them up off me, or you're going to see. I'm going to run my car.
You act like you want some of Trey's Alley Cat. Hell, I know he's a fake ass racer.
Well, watch out, Alley Cat. You got a car, right?
Let me show you something. You got a car, right?
And you come on here with another backhand car and ask that motherfucker to let you take off. If that ain't a fake ass goddamn racer, what is it? I bet y'all ain't let Roy Jane let me take off. You come on here and Birdman won't do so with you and your back car, you tell him to let you take off. Hey, just trying to keep it straight, bro.
Say, Cat, come back. Break one line. Come back.
Fuck, I'm from Birdman. Back at
him.
Oh, shit. Let's go to another challenge. Cat, come on, Cat. Don't come on me, because I'm a scratch, baby. Let's go to another call and see what they got to say. Alley Cat done went on mute.
No, Alley Cat actually dropped off.
He didn't drop off. He ran.
713-2759. Your mic is open. 713-2759. Your mic is open. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Roy James, your mic is open.
Roy,
yeah. Your mic is open.
What's up, Roy? Oh, I ain't nothing.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You know somebody what?
I was on a show today, and somebody was asking for you. I told him Roy speak for his own car. He just be on my show. When he come on my show, I let you talk to him. So, and see what he want to do. I told him I don't speak for that car. You got to talk to Roy about that. Because, you know, they brought your name up, so I said he'd be on there. So, he told me if you come on to give him a call.
Who is the guy?
It was Five Speed.
It's a Five Speed.
Yeah, you want to holler at him? He told me to get him on the phone if you come on there. So, if you want to holler at him, I'll call him.
When he want to race?
I don't know. You want to holler at him? Hey, get him on the phone. You got his number, right, Sam? She's in the private room right now. When she come out the private room, we'll see what you do. But like I told you, Roy, come April 6th, I'm doing the thing down there. And I just like I told you today, hey, I'm gonna put some money out there. It's going to be pre-entry fee, and we can go run for it. Ain't nothing like running for it. Hey, Crack going to put up the money. Well, I'm going to put up the money. And we're going to run for it. All we can do, somebody got to win it. Somebody got to go home with a Kool-Aid face. It is what it is. We're going to get these fans something to see.
So what you saying? You
going to
put up the money?
I'm going to put April the 6th. I'm going to do a shootout with Big Ty Card. I'm going to put the money up, free entry fee. And we're going to go with it. We got to do some of these Big Ty Cards around here, man, trying to get these fans something to look at. We just don't get up there and turn them loose. I haven't told them where it is. Somebody got to win. Somebody got to lose. There ain't no big thing to me. We got to do something.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, sir.
Tracy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, somebody's got a little background noise, so if you can mute your mic. But bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. I'm going to bang, bang, well, I hear y'all got somebody on this phone. I hear y'all got somebody on this phone named Roy James. Some fellow named Roy. Well, not Roy James, but Rihanna James. Rihanna James, something like that. Y'all got Rihanna on the phone now. Did I hear Rihanna on the phone somewhere? Where's she at? Rihanna. Rihanna James.
What's up, Mr. Five Speech?
What's going on now, Mr. James? How you doing,
right, bang, 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 man.
Hey,
all
bang,
right,
hey, what's going on? Now, what I'm talking about, what y'all talking about on the 6th there? Where y'all going to be on the 6th?
Yeah.
Where y'all going
to
be on the 6th? Thank you, MP, okay. All right, man, I ain't going to be a Miguel on the 6th, but Roy James.
Yes, sir.
Roy James. We're looking for one more car on the 24th of March. I don't know if you can make it or not, but on the 24th of March, you know, we're going to try to do a four-car shootout in Montgomery. God, one of you interested, Stravino want to lock in with somebody. I'm locked in with Mike here. Stravino want to lock in with somebody. And Mike Stravino, the fellow I put out in West Palm Beach, and I wondered if you be interested in. You know, I won't mess with you. You know, if you come over here, I won't mess with you. I won't bother. Don't be scared. You know, I won't bother. I let you get on the Cerrito. I let you get on the Cerrito. I won't mess with you.
If I decide to come down there, you can want. I'm gonna be wanting to race. I want to race somebody else.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
You
might
want me to come down there. I'm wasting my time by coming because I don't want to race nobody but you.
You don't really know about me. What you need to do, come on in. And then Mike, you run Savino.
Hey,
run
hey,
to
hey,
you. I got a question to ask you, Mr.
5-3.
Why you won't come to Texas, man?
I told you.
Well, who was that said that? Who said
man,
that?
That's Batman, man. Batman said that, man.
Batman. But ask Tracy what I told him. I talked to Tracy the other day. I told Tracy. Roy James got another race going on out there. And Tracy got a race going on. I'm going to make both of them race. I guarantee you, after whatever it is, April or May, after May, I'm coming to Texas.
you guys are fans out here, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know, niggas be on the web checking, you know, nigga give you mad props with your car, man. A nigga like your car, man. But nigga really want to find out if you really shit with them motherfucking 5-speed. They want to know if you really got it in.
Yeah, I tell you what. I told Tracy that as sure as David Boo Boo Stanks, I'm coming to Texas in 2013 more than one time. And when I come out of Texas, y'all think y'all have a heat wave. When I leave there, God dang, I'm going to burn up everything in sight. I'm going to burn the trees. I'm going to leave the trees, God dang, when I come up through there. I'm going to set the trees on fire when I come up through there.
Well, now, you know, now, hold on now, Mr. Fosty. Now, I'm going to tell you something now. Now, you know, I know you kind of went all the way around the world, but you ain't came to Texas yet now. And, you know, them Tony Bonds, they used to say the same thing, but now, you know, they on our team now. They want to play with us now. So I want to tell you this, though. We know you got 5-speed, man, but you come down here, you might be less cool when you leave.
I'm going to tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. I'm the baddest man y'all seen on a big time. You hear me? I'm going to be the baddest man y'all seen on a big time. No matter what I tell you now. Wait, just wait. Just wait. When I get through with my heel, I got to get my heel first. When I get through with my heel, if Roger ain't come over here, I'm going to skip over my heel because I can get him later. He ain't never a bump in the road somewhere. He just a bump in the road. So I'm going to get over to right Roger if I can get over on the 24. And then, Roy, we in your next race, Roy.
It was in July, but I don't know if I'm gonna race in July or not, because we're planning on coming down, because I think that y'all had their race in July.
Yeah,
So what you trying to tell me, Mr. Five Speed, that Texas is not safe? Is that what you're saying?
Ain't nobody safe. Long as that goat out there eating them wheat shorts, that goat out in the garage right now eating wheat shorts. As long as that goat out there eating the wheat shorts, ain't nobody safe nowhere. You hear what I said?
Let me ask you one question. Who is that guy that whooped Mike Hill with that orange car, man? I saw it on the video. I don't know who it was. They was out of Florida.
Mike Stravino, that's the same guy I just whooped on February the 2nd down in Florida. I went to his hometown and whooped him.
He had a rabbit foot in his car. That mean you won that race, yeah. You know, okay. You don't want both to run that race.
How come I'm supposed to win? I want it, didn't I? You got to take them any kind of way you can get them now. You'll learn that now.
Five-speed, I got to agree with you on that. It's all about how you turn that light on. You know, I tell people all the time, when you get that first light, you get that second, I don't care if you're jacking, I don't care what you do, it's your money's on.
That's it. That was somebody. You get it up, and then you got to know what you're doing. I told that young fella, he was 24 years old. I told that young fella down in Florida when I was down in prison when I whooped on the right to Hitler. I told him, I said, he's looking for fame, and I'm going to make him famous. I'm going to make him famous overnight. But he ain't going to be the fame he's looking for. He ain't going to be the kind of fame he's looking for. And he got just what he was looking for. He didn't get the fame he was looking for. He got the fame that you just felt that Mike with the 5-speed. Added another bang to his arsenal. I added another bang to my arsenal. See, every time I whoop a joker, that's why I said bang, 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 bang. Got to whoop by 6 jokers straight, man.
I'm gonna tell you this though, Mr. Fosty. Now you come to Texas. Now you got Atomic Dog, you got Roy James, you got Tree Man, and you got a new dude up on the scene with his new car named Peanut. Now these are the top 4 cars I know around here that drug racers that I know.
Let me tell you what I told you.
Is it like a war now? Is it like a war now? Now you might shoot one of them, but you ain't gonna shoot all of them.
Hold on, just a minute. You know when you walk outside in the morning time and you have all them birds lined up on that wild field, on that power line, all you got to do is pop one of them, goddamn. When you pop one of them, how do you have? You got 19 up there now. You got 20 of them up there. When you pop one of them, how do you have left? How are you going to have left, man? When you bust one of them, you got to do is bust one of them. How do you going to have left on that wild? There ain't going to be no walk.
Let me ask you a question. Who do you think the first one's going to see you aim the gun and flee?
You know, they,
Hey, look here, let me tell you something. When they hear I'm coming to Texas, they're going to go on out there in Arizona somewhere. They'll be way out of Arizona. They said they missed their son. They said they're going to say they missed their son somewhere down there and got on the wrong highway. They missed their son. They're going to leave Texas. I'm going to make them leave Texas. I'm going to tell you, see, there was a fellow on the other night, on the other show the other night, trying to get me to run them again. I ran them one time down in Bradenton in December. They tried to get me to run again. I ran Dobbs two times in about a month and a half period. And look what Dobbs did. Dobbs has got to regroup now. And I told him that we need some big ties in this class, and I don't want to run him again yet. He got to wait his turn now, because I don't want to get him out of
race. 5 feet.
Yeah.
5 feet.
Yeah.
5 feet. It's true, man.
Uh-huh.
Look here, we don't do no running in Texas, man.
I know what I told you up there in Jackson, South Carolina last year. I told you I'm going to do a tree. You know what I do to the tree? That goat that's chewed right around the ankle all the time. No, right around your ankle. And a big old tree going to holler. Timber!
I'm going to tell you something, Mr. Five Speed. I'm going to tell you this, though. See, my name is Batman, man. I do a little glove right here myself, but I'm going to tell you something. When they whoop your ass, I'm going to bring you some Papa Donuts, but I don't, with no milk, no water, none. I just want you to eat them for me.
All right. Well, I'm telling you something. You better bring some milk because you're going to eat them donuts yourself. I told you, Batman, you don't know who you're talking to. You done heard about me, and you done heard of me, and you done seen me on the internet. But you ain't seen me in action. And if you ever get me in and catch me in person, in action, you going to take some donuts and pour the milk on the donuts. I'm going to make you pour the milk on the donuts. And you're going to eat some soggy donuts. I'm gonna tell you, boy, y'all just don't. Let me tell you something. I'm a bad man now. I'm trying to tell you, I'm a bad man. I'm like Ali. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do to you, and then I'm gonna come and do it. They're like Ali.
Hey.
Yeah. Look,
please. Hey, this is Roy again.
Yeah.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. You ain't gotta introduce yourself,
okay.
Mr. I know your
voice.
Yeah, boy, I got to
you. Hey, since we've been over there a couple of times and you want us to come back over there and race, who's y'all willing to pay for me to come over there? Because I ain't coming for free. If you want to race me in Alabama, it's going to cost you for me to come over there. Because don't look like y'all want to come to Texas, and I'm not coming over there for free no more.
I'm going to tell you, hold on now. You went to South Carolina two times now. You paying rental out of the East Coast. I had to go to the East Coast out of the middle East Coast. I was out there when I got out there. It rained out, you know, time I flew through the gate. I came out there one time, but anyway, I got so much on my plate right now, I got so many folks that just want me to bust their tail. It's just hard to man, you see all these folks over here. You see all these folks that keep drawing on me, Mr. Stang. I hate to put you off like that, but I'm gonna get to you. Just hold your horses there, baby. Just hold your horse. I'm gonna get to you. I'm coming to Texas. I'm gonna whoop you in Texas.
I just wait till you come to Texas. Then when you come to Texas, we get, because I'm not coming over there. You know, I ain't traveling up and down that highway anymore.
Okay, I'm gonna call you all right, and we're gonna talk about that, you know. We're gonna talk about that. So I'm gonna call you person to talk about that, because I like to have you over here now. And you know, I understand exactly what you're saying now, Mr. James. I'm not crazy. You know, we got the same kind of car, and I know what it's like. You know what I'm talking about? And I understand fully what you're talking about. And we're gonna talk about it, you know. All right, I gotta talk with one more person. I'm gonna talk with one more person. And I'm going to give you a call, Mr. James, because I sure would like to have you here. And then I'm going to come back, and I promise you, I'm coming to Texas, regardless whether you come over here or not. I'm coming to Texas for you.
Okay.
I'm coming to Texas just for you.
I'm going to just sit back and wait till you come to Texas.
I don't pick at no man and don't do what I say I'm going to do now. When I tell you I'm going to do something, if I tell you a duck dips snuff, look up on his wings.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
Well, you just gonna knock all them guys out over there, and then when you come to Texas, I'm gonna knock you out. That's the way they're gonna go.
Okay, don't.
Yeah.
I see. You see how you talking to me, Mr. James? You see how you talking to me?
Yeah.
You make me show up, and you're gonna show up, and you when you least expect it, man. And don't come here talking about you. I'm gonna show up when you least expect it, man.
Okay,
I might not tell you I'm coming. I'm gonna find out you're gonna be somewhere, and I'll show up on you, man.
I'm gonna come up through that gate.
Larry, your mic is open.
Larry, what's up?
312-0684. Larry, your mic is open. Larry may be on mute.
Yeah, I guess the people out of Chicago don't want to talk.
Yeah, he's from Chicago. Larry's from Chicago.
I know 312. That's where I'm from, Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. This is DJ Madhouse. My name is DJ Madhouse, Chicago. I just don't use that, but yeah, that's where I was born and raised.
Yeah, that's Larry from Chicago. He might be on another line or something. He on mute or something.
I'm just gonna. I'll come back to him, Tracy.
Come back to him.
Hey, let me ask you this.
Glad somebody just battery's going down.
I think his battery must have went down. He just dropped off, I think.
Okay, go to the next call.
Troy, your mic is open.
Hey, I didn't mean to open my mic. I was just sitting here listening, getting Atomic Dog getting all riled up behind Alley Cat back there.
Hey, man, we gotta keep the hype going, man. We gotta keep the hype going, man.
Hey, it was a good one, though. I'm just sitting back and keep on listening.
All right.
Okay, mute your
phone for me, Thor. Tony, Thor, your mic is open.
No, go ahead.
I don't know. I think he said, go ahead, don't worry about it.
Okay, next call.
Hey, let me ask you this, Atomic Dog. This is Madhouse. Do you ever get any drivers that come from as far as Union Grove, Wisconsin? You know, they got a track up there, a quarter mile track called Union Grove.
There's some of the guys I talk to from Indiana. They go out there for me. And some guys from Michigan, Lil Tony and them, yeah. I know some guys that run out that way, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was just saying that because I've never seen or heard of any of the guys up that far come down to Houston and race. You know, don't get me wrong. You get a lot of guys from New York that go to North Carolina, some of the Carolina guys that come down here and support some Roy James and stuff. But, you know, I know Grudge Inc. is extremely big, you know, but what troubles me a lot is we only get a few people from California every once in a while. We only get a few people from New York every once in a while, and I just don't understand why it hasn't, you know, developed into that yet.
Okay, we headed that way, man. I'm going to just tell you right now. You know, me and Peter got a show along with Grudge Inc. that's going down in August, and that's going to be bringing some guys from Chicago, Indiana, Michigan, you know, even T.O. out from California. So we're looking to do that, them guys, right now. We're looking to do that August the 10th. We got some going and working with Grudge Inc. right now. That show is coming. So we're bringing some guys from the north that's going to be coming down here. So just hold tight. We're working on that. That's one thing. Why I try to stretch guys. I go on and join Grudge Inc. You get to meet and do a lot of things, meet a lot of people. But, hey, guys from up north will be coming down here. We're working on it as we speak.
I actually – I actually have been in collaboration with some people out of Troy, Michigan, and Detroit. Troy, Michigan is a little small suburb outside of Detroit. And I'm trying to convince these guys to come down here because, you know, them boys up there in Detroit think they know something about racing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We got to give them some love. We got to give them some love, though. Yeah, and all that. Yeah, okay, GM is up there and they know something about some racing, but I ain't seen none of them come down here.
Trust me, they coming. We just had our big banquet a couple weeks ago, and trust me, the guys from the area, he's one up in Chicago, they're thrown in there, and they all run and travel together with the Michigan and Indiana guys. So I got Lincoln Leroy from Indiana coming. I got Love Tony from Michigan coming. I got Dean and the crew, them up from Chicago, along with Big Dragon. They all want to make a trip to Texas, man. We working on that. We speak. That's one thing we're trying to do. Get some of them guys down this way. So just hang on, man. I think it's doing a good thing. It's for all grudge races, man. It means you're a member of whatever team you're a member from. But just believe it and understand that Grudge Inc. is for all grudge races. You can go on to grudgeinc.us and join, become a member. Don't cost you nothing. And it opens some bridges and some gaps and ways to help you do what you do in this grudge game. But we working on that speech, man. We had a real lovely banquet in Mississippi, and you'd be surprised of all the guys from all the way from all over that was at the banquet, man. So it's just a thing to happen. I encourage guys to go on grudgeinc.us, become a member. It's all about being a grudge race. Everybody get on the same point. That's what we're working on right now.
Okay. You know, I hate to enforce my media skills, but, you know, not many people come over and ask you questions like interview you. And I'm not trying to do it right now, but let me ask you this. This is a tough one. You know, being involved with racing as long as you've been there, I've been doing some studying up on you, brother. I ain't obsessed or nothing like that. I just like to follow people who are doing something in this industry. And I've been doing some research on you. You've been around for a long time. In fact, looked like you had a curl back in the day. Now, I ain't throwing no heat on you. Just looked like it back in the day. May have been somebody on your team that had a curl, but it looked like y'all been racing for a long, long time. If you had the power right now, Mr. Atomic Doll, if you had the power, where would you want to be right now in grudge? What would you like to see happen? If you had the power, the money, the power and influence, man, where would you like for grudge to be?
Well, that's what we're working on right now, man. We're working on the big things, like what I told you about going to Rockingham, North Carolina, as far as the grudge racing and the grudge game. It's trying to bring the grudge all around the country, different guys from different states. Like I mentioned earlier, we got a 25-man team made up of three different teams from Texas, and we got 14 states so far with teams, and we all going to Rockingham, North Carolina, and make this event. And we're going to take, it's called World Grudge Nationals, and we're going to take this event from different states. Each year it's going to be in a different state. So that's just one part of it that's coming together, along with what Grudge Inc. is reaching out and trying to do for grudge racing all over the world. And that's why you keep on hearing me mention Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is for all grudge races. It don't mean you're not a part of Atomic Dog Racing, you're not a part of Showing Up Racing, you're not a part of Roy James and Twin, Alley Cat, Batman, any other race team you got, you still a part of your race team, but the Grudge Inc. concept is just to bring all grudge races together where you can meet up and you can race each other and travel around different events and support each other. That's just the start of something that started last year that we're trying to carry on, and I'm always talking, trying to get guys to come in on it, and, you know, things are happening. Sometimes guys just slow about doing it for whatever reason. But it's something that you get involved in and start participating, you meet guys from all over the world. That gave me the opportunity to meet guys from all over that I've never seen, that I always saw on YouTube, and you never got to meet. So, you know, it's just a gap, man. And I'm just trying to – I've been around grudge racing for over 33 years, and I'm just trying to reach out and do some things different than what we've been doing over the last couple of years to make it well. When they come to Texas, anybody we meet them, we can have great shows in Texas. As well as they do, we go out there, we go to the north, and we go to the east, just to make a great show with all grudge races. Many, many grudge races out there. But a lot of guys don't know each other. We just got to branch out and travel and try to, you know, hey, communicate with these guys and
The Girl Geek organization is allowing me to do that, and I'm trying to get guys and ask guys to go on and be a part of it. It can open up gaps and windows for them as well. So, you know, just as the grudge race, okay, for the class race, I really can't even afford the grudge race, but I do the best I can do. Class racing, it was something that I started out doing years ago before I started grudging. There's guys that class race today. At one point in time, those same head guys used to chase me back in the day. Just they was fortunate enough to go on and keep doing it on a different level. And those guys are like Frankie Taylor, like Galen Smith. Those guys back in the day was chasing a guy like me. And now I'm sitting back just trying to stay with the grudge thing, and those guys went on to professional levels and do their thing, and my hats go off to them. But same thing with grudge, and since we can't do it on that level, and there's a lot of us on the grudge level, I'm just trying to work and communicate to bring the grudge scene and make it bigger and better overall to where we all can have a form and try to enjoy some good racing all over, and everybody, if they get into it, help them have, you know, good events, man. And that's what it's all about. It's, ain't
you
nobody no better than anybody, man. It's just how we go out and try to play the game.
You may or may not be familiar with this. You know, like I said, I've been following a little grudge and stuff like that. I've been doing some research, man, and that's what I do. I just noticed maybe about a couple of weeks, I'm going to flip through my Facebook and see if I can find it. And when I do it, I'll send you the link. Frankie Taylor made a national magazine called DragZine.com. And that's pretty heavy, man, coming from, you know, state of Texas and everything. You know, a lot of us don't get the respect that we should get, you know, with racing and all. But, yeah, that man, he made a nationally syndicated magazine called DragZine. It's worth you going over to Google it and check it out. You know what I'm saying? Because if DragZine is interested in Frankie Taylor, what do you think that they are interested in with Grudge Inc.? And with that said,
well, it's like this, man. It's like this, not to cut you off. Frankie Taylor, he's a Texas icon. You know, Frank is a Texas icon when it comes to drag racing. Hey, Frankie did a hard work, man. He made it to the top, and he's doing his thing. My hat go off to Frankie, man. You know, hey, the guy doing his thing, he's doing what he loves to do. Grudge Inc. is an organization that develops grudge races. And as you, if you do some more research, you will see they even have the drag illustrated magazine, and you will see Grudge Inc. guys in that magazine from different places. And trust me, Drag Illustrated will be coming to Texas doing some things, and I'm going to be reaching out trying to get some interviews with some guys to get those guys some notoriety on the grudge scene and a national magazine as well. So that's what we're about, man. We're trying to bring grudge races from all together. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about all. And that's what we shoot.
I'm glad you segued into that, man. The reason why I'm bringing this topic up is because I'm in the audience and I'm listening to people. Mostly, I, you know, got some ears open. I'm listening. But you can clear it up better than anybody since you're part of Grudge Inc.
Well, repeat that. I was doing some. What did you say now?
This time I'm getting what I'm getting from people in the audience. Just listening to people talk about grudge. You know, you have some gurus out there. They think they know all about racing and grudge and this and that. In the back half, two car chassis, all this other blah blah blah. But most people just like to talk. But I've heard several people mention that Grudge Inc. is under one umbrella, and a lot of people don't like that. You are the only person that can actually substantiate what I'm saying, or either disagree or agree or whatever. Here's your opportunity to clear the matter up. Is it true that Grudge Inc. is under one umbrella?
Let me explain to you the concept of Grudge Inc. The overall concept of Grudge Inc. is for all grudge races. Like the NRA, just like the IHRA, just like the NHRA. Those are organizations for everybody that participates and pay their fees to that and follow those events. They follow the NHRA drag races. People support the NHRA. Same as Frankie Taylor and Galen Smith, and when they were the farm, they had ADRL. They was a member of ADRL. They were still Frankie Taylor racing. They was Galen Smith bounty hunter racing. They were still their own separate, but they raced and followed the ADRL or the NHRA. Grudge Inc. is just a name for grudge races all over the country, a chance to come together and travel to each other's events and make action and race
it's just an umbrella. And when I say that, it's just an umbrella. You just support. All you saying is going on joining GrudgeInc.us that you support what Grudge Inc. is doing, and that's trying to bring Grudge Racers together from all over the country. You
don't
know you're not a Batman go by, you know, a Texas bad boy, the bad boy that takes Attica Racers. Roy James Quay Performance. Showing up. That don't mean that you're not a part of that. That's who you are. That is your team. But you're a Grudge Racer, and you Grudge Inc. is just trying to reach out up under the umbrella and get guys together and travel around and make bigger and better events. That's just the concept of it. That don't mean that they don't go together. Trust me.
Well, that's
these guys in Grudge Inc. go in every weekend.
I mean, you summed it up pretty good. I mean, I'm glad that you was able to come substantiate what you said. A lot of people can't bag up the stuff that they talk about, you know what I mean? But I don't know about you, man. From time to time, I'll take a look and see, you know, who's looking at my video wherever in the world. Like one of my highest grossing videos right now is Birdman Beats Tree Man. And the first night that I put it out, it's only a one-minute video. And the first night I put it out, it took me every bit of an hour, 20 minutes to do it because of the archives and post-production, blah, blah, blah. It's not an iPhone that I use, so it's not as simple. But anyway, when I put it out, I was able to give me like about 12 hours worth of rest. When I woke up the next day, that thing was at 2,800 hits. And we're talking about it within a 12-hour span. Now, I'm saying that to say, I don't know about you, Atomic, but from time to time, I go and check out my demographic, see where in the world people are mostly looking at us race. I don't know about you, brother, but it's a whole bunch of folk checking out Grudge Racing from out of Canada. And I'm saying that to say this here. I mean, Grudge Inc. and Grudge Racing is extremely big. But would you all be willing to ever go to Canada or South America to do Grudge events? And the reason why I said that is because South America and Canada are the only ones that I know of that come to look at my videos.
Come on, you muted. Somebody's by a computer got a speakerphone and it went bad.
Yeah, somebody got the normally when that happens, Atomic Dog, basically is they got the computer monitors on at the same time that they have the microphone on. And what happens is it, you know, of course, you know, it's you know, it does that double talk, whatever it is, and it's not. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, man, right now the highest grossing numbers that come and watch Grudge Racing in another country is Canada. Number two is South America. So I said that to say this here. Because I guarantee if we grudging here, they grudging somewhere else. I mean, there's nowhere in the world we can have these numbers that high without that kind of demographic. So I said that to say this here. Will you all be willing to travel as far as Canada to grudge race? I mean, are we there yet, or how close are we?
I'm not going to say we're there yet, but I'm not going to never say never, because I look at how grudge racing has spread it and how guys are traveling many, many miles across state line today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know, but it starts with trying to do what you can do right here in the United States with all these grudge races in these many states. Each state have a high number of grudge races, a high number of grudge races. They grudge race every week and beat up on each other and have fun. Now it's done open up to where more and more we traveling and getting guys to travel here and grudge race. So never know where it can go.
Yes, sir.
You have
yes,
to
sir.
Start somewhere. And the big good thing about what's going on now, we meeting guys from all over and actually making some action with them all over. So, hey, man, if you just kind of, you know, quit thinking small all the time. And, you know, I tell guys this. I try to make as many grudge events as I can whether I got a car or don't have a car. But, we can do the same. You know, team up sometime. We might not can afford it. We might know somebody that have a car that can go. You'd be surprised what kind of relationship you can build when you travel with people. If you can't go, man, help a guy. Give a guy a little gas money. Hey, go with them. You know, some kind of ways. There's more ways to do it, but just to stop looking at just being a homebody of Texas and look and say, hey, let's go with it. It's just a way of growth racing that went to.
you look at graduation, like I say, you go back 20 years ago, hey, it wasn't much going on. People still doing it on the street. Now it's been a little bit more organized towards the fact. Now they don't want the people start putting you through that. It's all kind of ways, but it's still Grudge Jackson. It's never going to go away. We all only try to make it better, but we have to find ways to create action and give these fans who come out week after week and pay their money something to see. And it is what it is, man. But we got ways to go, but I think we're on the right track. And I just wish and hope for more guys in Texas to understand and look at the concept and believe in it, because they're a grudge racer, whether they like it or not. But hey, it's just like anything else. You can gain knowledge from it. You can meet people. And you can do some different things. So, hey, man, like I was playing, we had a banquet a couple of weeks ago. And just to be, just like the NHRA, at the end of the year, they have a banquet. The ADRL people, at the end of the year, they have a banquet. This is a Grudge Inc. Grudge Racer banquet. And when you go to the banquet, man, you sit back and look, and you listen to some of the conversation, and you sit and spread the love among the Grudge Racers. Man, to me, it was a beautiful thing. You got people from all over. It's different teams, but they supported the banquet. They was Grudge Inc. members and non-Grudge Inc. members. It was the ideal thing, and just watch what I tell you. It's going to get bigger and bigger, and that's what I'm trying to aim to do and help put Texas more and more on the map, because we got to have a lot of races here in Texas, and the guys in Texas do like to race, and we'll, you know, go out and try to kick ass. And so, hey, we just don't want people to look at Texas as just a standalone state by itself and just race right there in Texas. Believe it or not, Texas pack a big stick. When we need Texas, we need to group up and do our thing as Texans, not as an Atomic Dog or an Alley Cat or Texas Bad Boys are showing up as Texas. A couple of years ago, man, we did that. We went to Mississippi, and we all had Texas shirts on. And believe it or not, man, they folks on the East Coast, they woke us and goddamn Texas came out here in a group. And that's what it is. And we just trying to build it, because them guys travel, they try to travel in a group, and we need to do the same thing. So I don't want to keep bogging time down. Man, we got some more people who want to talk. But I just wanted to elaborate since you gave the opportunity. You brought the question to me about what Grudge Inc. is all about. But, hey, we can move to the line, man. Some other people want to talk. But, hey, I appreciate it, though.
No, ain't no problem, man.
It's going to always be a difference in everything. That's what makes grudge racing. A lot of people don't understand what grudge racing or what a grudge racer really is. It's different people with different styles and different ways of doing things. I mean, just like Grug Inc. is doing their thing, just like I'm doing my thing, just like Alligator doing his thing, Lil Mac doing his thing, Summer's doing their thing. But just what he's trying to understand is, what Tracy actually was trying to say just as well, is like, when we go outside of Texas, we go as a team. And that's what we did, like you said, in Mississippi, when we had all our Texas shirt on. We had a good time. Everybody was like, damn, they didn't know Texas was that big. A lot of people don't understand this. In Texas, man, if we took all the Texas cars and took them to another state, we'll dominate by far. Like I told everybody else, man, we got 250 grudge cars in Dallas, Texas alone. Now, I ain't talking about Houston. I'm talking about just alone in Dallas, Texas. Just imagine if we combined it all together and went to North Carolina. They won't even know what hit them. But the deal is for us to not to be known is one thing. See, a lot of people always thought Texas never had anything. Until a lot of them start coming to Texas and finding out what damn, them some bitches just as fast as we are. You know? But the deal is this is what Trace is trying to bring out just as well. This is me. This is what is me, Alicat, everybody else, you know. Like I said, Texas is here and we're here to fight. And that's what we're trying to understand. Just like Roy James went out into South Carolina, North Carolina, did his thing. Hell, they know who Roy James was until he started whooping some ass. But then, too, you know, I ain't got a car stolen up there, but, you know, that's another story. But, you know, once again, is they didn't know until we went out and showed them what time it is. Now they know what time it is, but just like we asked as promoters as ourselves, we need these guys to come in Texas just as well and support us because we just came out and did our things. I mean, like I did last summer, me and Lil Mac, hey, we went to four different states last summer. You know, we was all up in Montgomery, Alabama. You know, and we see some different shit, and they're like, damn, y'all from Texas? Yeah, we're from Texas. Yeah, y'all travel a long way. This is what grudge racers do if you're true to the game. So that's what Trace is trying to get people to understand. It's not really just about Grudge Inc. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own thing. You know, but if we're going to go out as a team, we're going out as Texans, not as Grudge Inc.
Well, hey, Batman, I mean, I'm not sure if you had a chance to talk to Roy James. You know, Roy James was pretty, he made it very vocal at his last event that, you know, the guys from New York didn't show up. They didn't show up. I mean, Shockwell got on there and, you know, she talked a little about some people and this and that. I mean, that's cool because she supports them. That's the right thing to do when you support people. I mean, let me ask you this. How disappointed were you when you seen those guys who talked all that stuff about Roy? You know, as you know, Roy, he'll go out and travel. You know, you say you support all these grudge racers. I know you support Roy James because you wouldn't have came if you didn't. How do you
right.
feel? How do you feel as a promoter to see that happen to Roy James?
I mean, like I said, I've been doing promoting for a while myself. I know you hit and miss sometimes. But, you know, for someone to go away like that and you know, it's supposed to be treated the same way, you know, for them to come back and do Roy James, I think it was kind of fucked up. I really believe that myself because, like I said, is you know, he came out, you know, and I'm pretty sure they called him, hey, you coming? Roy said he coming. They, you know, they made, you know, reservation, whatever they had to do to get there, and they did it. But for them not to come back this way, it was kind of disappointing. But once again, like I told Roy, you know, hey, man, if it's going to be like that, hey, you stop going, where they at? You know, you can't. One thing about it, you know, racism is like a woman to me. Hey, you got to treat it just like a woman. Hey, man, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. We ain't. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I feel about it, you know. If I go to Mississippi and I promise I'm going to be there, I'm there. You know, I want you to do the same thing. You know, if you're going to come to Texas, you know, don't bullshit because you don't have to. Because it's like this. Man, when you put a banner out there on the board and you're telling these fans, hey, these people going to be here. And they may not even come to see Texas. They might want to see Mississippi or Georgia or California.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not there. It makes you look bad as a promoter because it's kind of like once you put that out there on that board, man, that's kind of like a promise, you know? And I think everybody, every promoter knows they can agree on that, you know, because it doesn't happen to everybody, and I know it has a promoter, you know? So it's kind of disappointing, you know? But me, myself, like I told Roy when I was at his race, you know, earlier, you know, this year, and I told him, well, last year in December, I told him, hey, man, just, you know, don't go out if they're going to do you like that, man. You know, make sure whoever you're dealing with, make sure they're going to first shake you, man. You know, make sure you get first shake energies as well. Because, you know, you got a bunch of haters out there, man. They lay dead at this kind of shit. You know, they just sit in the weeds and wait. Well, I'm going to see if this Mr. Firespeed is going to come. I'm just giving an example. And he don't show up. Now, here they go on the board. Roy James, this ain't shit. He said this and it is. And you know what? All that you can ever do is offer. You can't make nobody come. Just offer. But whoever you're dealing with, man, just make sure that they're on the same page that you are. And that's, I mean, that's basically all that I have to say about that.
That's good. Okay, hey, that's good. What you said about that, man? Hey, not to cut you off, DJ, but I got a lot of people texting me. They got some hands up, and I want to run out of time. So we're going to go to the mic, man, and let some of them people, because they're blowing my phone up texting. So we'll hold it right there. We'll continue another time, but I want to give these people a fair shake to say what they got to say, too. Okay, Michelle, who we got?
Tracy, we had hands up, but go ahead. Is that Larry?
Yes, it is. It's Larry.
I'm so glad you finally got on, Larry.
Thanks, Michelle. I appreciate everything you've done to get me on here.
You are so welcome.
What's going on, Atomic Dog? How you doing, man?
Not much, man. Just trying to make a show, man. Put something out there. What's going on?
Oh, you man. I was trying to sit back listening to the commentary that was going on, and I wanted the other guy to know that, you know, with us being I am not just a member of Grudge Inc. I'm a marketing executive of Grudge Inc. also. Grudge Inc. is a door that's open to each and everyone that do any grudge racing at all, period. We're not just trying to set ourselves aside from anyone or anything of that nature. We welcome all grudge racers. And what's happening with us up here in Chicago, see, we're still cold up here. You know, but everybody been talking about they want to go and support Atomic Dog and so far and so on. So this thing is just really, really now trying to get off 2013. We're going to try to make this a good year so that we can continue to get better and better and better because of the simple fact that me, myself, as speaking, I love the brotherhood part of it. You know, the drag racing, it's going to go down. But it's the after thing that I like, when you get a chance to meet people and fellowship and have fun and laugh and joke and so far and so on. But the doors of grudging is open to each and every person. It's not just, you know, a thing where we just all in a circle and we got the doors closed and we just section off of everybody else. It's to support all grudge racers. And when Atomic Dog was explaining that, I understood exactly where he was coming from. But Atomic Dog, I do want you to know that you want to be getting some support, because I got a chance to make it down to Fort Worth, Texas. And when we made it to Fort Worth, we didn't know anything about it last year during that time. But now that we know, we're going to try to support everything that Houston, Dallas, and all of y'all are doing.
Yeah. That's right, man. I mean, hey, it's a great thing, man. We just hope you keep on. Hey, but I want to say something about this guy on the phone, Larry. I met Larry. I want to say something about you, Larry. I want to just let these people know right now what kind of guy you are. Larry's been around drug racing for a long, long time. I had the opportunity to meet Larry. He's from Chicago. We know you go to these drug events and everybody get excited and people get their stuff stolen. Let me just show you what kind of guy and Larry is. And you got to commend him for doing what he's done. Up in Mississippi, Lena, we're in Lena, Mississippi. Bunch of folks at the racing, and we know the reputation of people get their cars and stuff stolen. Larry took up on himself to stay up all night and guard that gate and make sure nobody came to that event, got their stuff stolen. So you got to take your hats off to a person, because that says a lot for a person, for somebody to want to do that. He just loves what drug racing is about and what they're doing and don't want to see nobody get their stuff stolen. So, Larry, man, we appreciate it, man. That's a courageous thing, man. You did there from the heart, and that's what it takes, man, because nobody likes to lose their stuff. And Larry's a guy that, hey, volunteered and say, man, I'm going to stay up and I'm going to watch everybody. There's not a car, a truck going to leave out this gate without some kind of ID of what's knowing who they are. And so, hey, Larry, man, I want to thank you for doing it. You did that for the grudge world, man.
You know what, Atomic Dog, I'll do it again. And it's just not just for no certain people, it's for everybody. And the reason I say that, as long as we got unity in things that we do, Atomic Dog, it's going to always work out, man. You know, and the part about that is that I understand what the sequence situation is when it comes to doing what I've done. You know, but I'm willing to take that chance, you know, because of the simple fact that somebody got to step forward, man, in any and everything that we do. You know, and my thing was, when I stepped forward like that, I knew what it was, so I prepared for what it was. You know, and it is what it is, you know. So if there's any way that I can give any kind of support, hey, man, y'all got to do is just hit that number, because I know Lady Sharon, she has it, and Atomic Dog have it. Y'all give me a call, man. Any way I can help out, I'd be more than willing.
Now, Larry, you out of Chicago, right?
Yes, right.
All right, I got a 30-second questionnaire. Tell everybody what Doty Road is. I'm from Jeffrey Manor, but you tell everybody what Doty Road is.
Doty Road is the side of the expressway in Chicago. It's right on the side of the expressway, which is the 94 expressway, the one that's leading to Indiana,
mm-hmm,
if you're heading out of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And that's where Chicago grudge racing began back in the early 70s, mid to early 70s.
When I started at US 30 Drag Strip.
Oh, yeah.
That was in 1969.
Larry been around a while, man. He came down, Larry. Hey, we're going to be running out of time, man. And I can cut you off. I just want to give a few people this opportunity. Larry, feel free to come on anytime, man. Glad to have you on the show. But a couple more people got their hands up. We want to get them on, give them a fair shake. But chime in anytime, Larry. Appreciate having you on, man.
Okay. I just want to give my support. My word is my bond. Take care of Atomic Dog, and I'm going to back up here.
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
Who we got next?
Tracy, the other hands that are up are just listening.
Okay. Can somebody
a glass man, can somebody get, it's too late to call him a glass man trying to get on the show. Can somebody call glass man to have his number on three-way if you're on the show? He really trying to get on. Somebody was trying to lock glass man in. I wanted to race him, and we got to see if somebody can call him on three-way to get him in because he wanted to say something. Anybody out there in the Houston area can call glass man. If you don't know his number, let me know, and I'll try to get it to you. Before we get out of here. Can you let me know if you're trying to get in? Because I can't click over. I tied my phone up, so I can't click over and call him on three-way. But he wanted to come on. He's been trying, and he can't get back in here. Okay, if somebody else got something they want to say, go ahead on until they get glass man on, if he get on. If anybody else got something, if not, we'll come to close. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
I hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you. Go ahead.
I heard this.
Hey, what is that?
Tracy, yes. It sounds like Glassman.
Hello.
Glassman.
Yeah.
Is Glassman?
It's he.
What's going on, man?
Oh, nothing. Is this?
You on the Tommy Dog Brewers Inc. show.
Oh, okay. What's going on, Tracy?
Hey, not much. What's up? You've been trying to get in all night, having issues.
Yeah, who's calling you out?
Who's calling you out? We had a call for you. That guy wasn't your lead. I can't remember right. Oh,
Case one of them. I'm here.
Case is on here. Case, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, who's this?
This Case, Glass Man. Hey.
Oh,
what's
God,
up,
man.
Sunday?
Man, let's go pick it on me.
Oh, come on, man.
Man, what the hell?
What are we going to do, man?
Oh, you talking about this Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, man. I got to get my mic filled. My hair will be done by then.
Okay. Well, when you want to do something, when you going to be done?
Shit, it'll be, like I said, you can get with Chris, and Chris can get with Mike.
Okay. Yeah, soon you get done, I'm ready, man.
I know my plans is to be here Friday, but I don't know how long it's going to take him to build them, you know?
Okay.
I got all the materials already here. We're just waiting on flanges.
Okay. All right.
I might as well try, you know?
Yeah, we might as well do it. Sure.
Yeah,
I ain't
worried about it.
It's going to be good.
It'll be, I know we probably do something, not this Sunday, but next Sunday for sure.
Okay, sure, that sounds good.
So,
maybe
yeah,
I catch somebody out there this Sunday.
Big old turbos, you know.
Oh, man, them little turbos, man, they small.
Oh, come on, man, you got two of them.
Yeah, two little ones.
Two little ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got a little motor.
Yeah, me too.
I hear you. Yeah, no, we can probably try something, not this weekend, but not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Like I said,
okay.
You know, as soon as
okay.
I got to get with Mike and figure out when the headers are down. And, you know, I'm
okay.
going to leave the W's on there, though.
That's fine.
So.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir. Man, I guess
yeah.
I ain't getting nobody else calling for me.
If the headers are done, I guarantee you, I will run you that on the following Sunday.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right.
Don't
get me too bad.
No, I can't do that. I don't know what's gonna happen.
Hell yeah.
I just like to wait, man. That's all. I just like to wait. I figured you was going to be the only one that called in. All the other guys I called, ain't nobody called back.
Hell
I guess they mad now because I call them out. That's how they do it. They get mad.
Well, I was in a meeting.
Not you, though. Not you. I know you don't get mad. I know you like the race, too.
Hell no. Hell
you know, but
all.
They get mad when you call them out.
It's just money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, damn.
All right, man. I appreciate everybody chiming in, man. That's what the show is about. People coming on, trying to make action, trying to stir things up, trying to plan their best to go to, man. That's what it's about. We just got to keep doing what we can do. Hey, sure. Let's just run through and do final comments for people that's on there so we can get out of here.
Hey, do you have a final comment?
Yeah, I like to say thank you, Tracy. Man, I like this show, man. You keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it, man. This show is for everybody. It ain't a my show. I'm just a host. This show is for everybody to come on here to try to talk about locking in a racing, try to talk about a race event, try to help make some sense out of the nonsense. It's for everybody, man. This is how you kind of try to help make things happen, create some action. So, hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming on here, too.
DJ Madhouse, your final comment.
I just want to thank, you know, Atomic for having a show like this. And thank you, man, you know, for inviting me over. And I'm always come check you all out. Thank you again.
Okay, appreciate it, man.
Batman, your final comment. Batman, final comment. Mr. Five-Speed, final comment.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, who we got?
This is Batman.
Your final comment, Batman.
Oh, all right, my final comment is, like I said, everybody else, girls racing ain't dead. Racers is dead.
Yeah,
I heard that. On this five-speed, my final comment is, great show, Atomic Dog. Enjoyed it, and I hope to see some of y'all on March 24th when I go to Mike Hill. Try to knock Mike Hill over. I got several other classes that I run. I run a 470 heads up class with a small entry fee. Pays about $2,000 to win. I got a 530 heads up, 607-080 heads up, and Grudge Racing also that day. I was hoping that I could get a four car shootout with Roy James and Stravinos and Mike Hill and myself, but we may still work it out some kind of way. But hopefully everybody can make it, or somebody can make it to leave some Texas. And like I said, I will be in Texas this year, 2013. That's my final comment.
Mr. Tell him where your race is.
Oh, it's in Montgomery, Alabama, Montgomery Motorsport Park, March 24th, 2013, Sunday afternoon. In Montgomery Motorsport Park, Montgomery, Alabama.
That's a nice track, Five-Speed. I've been there. That's a nice track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a real nice track. Yeah, it's about half a mile long, you know, stopping room, got plenty of stopping rooms, quarter-mile track. We run mostly 8 miles. We got this big wall. It's NHRA certified, so.
Yes.
You,
nice
you,
track.
You enjoy it. Yes, sir. Okay.
Tracy, it's on you.
Okay. Hey, once again, man, just want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Talk Show. Man, once again, this show is for everybody to come on, voice their opinion, call out their man, try to make some action, try to support each other's event, and just, hey, just all about trying to keep the grudge, and trying to do what we do in the grudge game. Hey, man, until then, man, once again, let me say, April 6th, all roads lead to Texas. July 4th and 5th, Rockingham.
5th and 6th.
World Grudge Nationals. Excuse me. 5th and 6th, World Grudge Nationals. Upcoming events, March 16th, Denton, Texas, followed by the 23rd of March,
Dallas Raceway, and I'm not sure. My old man, Boom, excuse me, it's more tonight. No Problem Dragway, Mr. Five Speed, big race, Birmingham on the 24th of March. So we're going to go all in on
Montgomery.
Alabama. Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, man, let's do what we do. Let's try to support each other. Let's try to keep a grudge and have fun. Until next time, man, I'll see y'all next week. Good night.